skill contest? How about this? You or a movie
household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Hello. I'm Larry. I'm Larry of the corner.
It has nothing to do with this hysterical situation.
Things are gonna happen.
Yes.
Halloween spooks outside my window.
The only thing I worry about is dying.
Behind the tree. I wish that the children could see. But I can't find them for the life of me. And there's Halloween spooks outside my window frame.
I'm lying in bed. There's a minister over there. People are all gathering around the bed.
You're not men.
I would rather do Saddam Hussein, but who wouldn't?
Better off dead.
A boy. I'll beat you.
All right.
Cut the jibber jabber.
Get ready for some hot fun. Wednesday, October 18th, the Don and Mike Reno-style show returns to Hooters of Rockville, 1471 Rockville Pike. Come enjoy the scenery as you feast your eyes on the tempting, beautiful, voluptuous figure of the entire Don and Mike crew. Delicious Don, mouth-watering Mike, audacious Bud, red-hot Rob, and John and Joe, your joy boy. The fun starts at 8 p.m., so come out and revel in their sexiness. Oh, yeah, and the Hooters girls are pretty, too. Don and Mike at Hooters of Rockville. We'll see you there, baby. Buzz Burbank is certified clean. Medical documentation on file. Thank you.
Submitted for your consideration. To the casual observer, WJFK in Rockville might seem like a typical radio station. However, the people who work there are anything but typical. Meet Don Geronimo, millionaire playboy who is living the life of Bruce Wayne, complete with an alter ego, a trusted sidekick, colorful villains, and a utility belt. He even has a bat hound named Clint. Mike O'Meara is a raconteur / restaurateur with large appetites and even larger alimony payments. A talented mimic, this Irishman possesses the extraordinary ear for voices. Except, of course, the voice of moderation. Buzz Burbank, a hedonist whose experiments with absinthe and chemicals have endowed this senior citizen with the libido of a 20-year-old and the sperm count of an infant. A giving lover who is both clean and barren, Buzz is considered the holy grail of unprotected, casual sex. Rob Spiewak, a freakishly huge idiot savant. Rob knows television trivia like his wife knows the back of his hand. Joe Ardinger, another idiot savant, except for the savant part. After a lifetime of drugs and rock and roll, Joe has finally hit rock bottom, and he's just fine with that. Johnny Norman, the newest member of this suit group. Johnny is perhaps the biggest mystery of all. Or maybe he's just really boring. Join me for the next 4 hours as we pay a visit to the Don and Mike Zone.
Yeah, baby.
Okay. All right, good.
Wow.
Thank you, loyal listener. FB.
That's FB?
FB.
That's what he goes as, just FB?
FB. I don't think it stands for what.
Don and Mike Show.
Last
name.
What I think FB is.
Last name Beyond.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Right. Hello. Hello.
You like it here, right?
Fancy bitch you got here.
You like the cars?
Are you thinking you might want to have sex with me?
Maybe. I'm going to keep doing that for God's sake. Cut the jibber jabber.
You might think I'm foolish.
Ride the cars?
Hello.
Right there. it might be.
Okay.
Hi, Dynamite.
Hi there.
We appreciate it.
Who he?
That was, what's his name?
It was Tony Soprano. That's
Congressman Foley.
That's right.
That's how you do that.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and Mike!
Yay!
Thank you, Ed.
You can tell by the smell.
This is the Don and Mike show.
And it's a new episode, everybody, on this Tuesday.
Tuesday!
And it's at 10:10, hot 6. It's Rocktober 10th.
Rocktober, baby!
2006, and here's your phone numbers.
Phone number, excuse me.
24 lines now waiting from the United States and Canada. You can call us at 877-365-3636. If you want to hear us on your computer, go there and go to our website, Don and Mike website.
You kept it going till the sun fell down.
.com.
You kept it going.
Look out! Look out!
That's
Little Richard.
Retired.
I don't think so.
George Bush doesn't care about black people. Look, the key for me is to keep expectations low.
That's right. And you can hear us on the internet at our website, dynamitewebsite.com. You want to send us fan mail? Go ahead. John Norman is back there picking his teeth with his kidney stone remains.
Fresh out of the hospital.
Yep.
What's the word? We ran a crap pot.
I'm sorry, Dad. There he is. Got his tape back in rotation because he made it through the procedure.
Good stuff.
John's back there working our email at dynamitewebsite.com. And if you want the iTunes thing,
yeah,
just click on the front page of our website.
And they'll explain it to you.
We made it very simple. It says you want podcasts.
You got them.
We got podcasts.
I can't figure it out.
But that's all you have to do. Start this week.
Oh, no.
With a phone call.
Oh, dear.
Sure.
All right.
Sure.
Here we go.
Hello. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Yeah.
Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello, you are on the air.
Yes, we're here.
Yeah, this is Greg Stewart. I could win a big bet if you could tell me the name of the song you guys open with, up with. Halloween, ooey, ooey, ooey.
That was You Might Think by The Cars.
No, not that song. Before...
You mean the Halloween spook song?
Spook. Right, that was You Might Think by The Cars.
The Cars do it.
No, it's a blues song.
No,
jazz song.
Yeah, it's totally a blues jazz song.
It's R&B.
It's by The Cars.
It's actually a hip-hop artist.
Who's it by?
It's in the book it says hip-hop untitled.
It's by Chingy.
Can you say it one more time?
It's by Chingy.
King.
Or Cisco. Who's the guy with Thong Song?
Chingy.
That's who it is. No, Cisco was Thong Song.
I was faking it. I was completely faking it.
You know, if Rob was here, he'd say, where's the rhythm?
Exactly.
No, before you guys even start talking, you had a song called
What? Hold on, Mike.
Where's the melody?
No, you have to have the microphone turned on.
Where's the melody?
Thank you. See, it's like
I'll do that all day. I'll go over to his spot when it's...
That's okay. You know what? God bless the big lug.
Yes.
But I think we'll have a very stress-free broadcast today.
Yes.
poor Rob is dealing with the last of all of his the stuff with Big Daddy, his beloved Big Daddy.
Great send-off they gave him.
Yeah. Really needs the day. Are you still there, Tool?
Yeah.
Now, we can't answer your question.
No, but Big Daddy, you don't know what it is.
Right. Exactly.
Yes. All right, thanks for the call.
Thanks.
Okay, eat one.
Bye!
He was fun. So bye. Long.
Eat a big one.
Sucker.
Hello there. Oops. Oh, I X'd out the lines. Hold on, let me fix this. Let me fix this faster than you can say. Fix this faster than you can say.
Very good.
There you go. It's fixed faster than you can say. Fix that faster
it's
than you can
fixed.
Say. Yeah, so let's start today by sending off our best wishes to Rob and his entire family.
Great big family. Huge family.
Really good. It's weird to say this about a funeral. Really, it was a really good funeral yesterday.
Wow, what a funeral.
Quite upbeat, thanks to Rob
mm-hmm.
and his presentation.
Yeah, I mean, if it wasn't for Rob, it might have been a very you know, exclusively solemn affair, but he gave a wonderful eulogy for his grandfather.
And for those of you who listened to the show the day that Rob spoke about Big Daddy, you heard him trying out a lot of his material.
That
he used.
He polished it, though.
Yes, he did.
He punched it up quite a bit, didn't he?
Quite a bit.
He was darn good at this thing, which was...
Boy, what a great eulogy.
Which was very sad until Rob stepped up there.
Right. Talking about firecrackers in the furniture store and everything.
Hot foot and one of the relatives who had come up and said something about Big Daddy led a very straight and narrow life. The first thing Rob did was get up and say, to say that there was no gambling going on.
Well, the guy, that I think one of the sons got up and said he didn't gamble. And he turned around and Rob said, the best line Rob had, he said, well, gambling's okay. What's bad is lying from the pulpit.
Yes.
And I love that line. And that was spontaneous. And he was thinking on his feet.
And then he looked at the casket and he made the sign as if rolling around. He said,
he's spinning right now.
He's spinning.
Right. Really, really terrific.
That started Rob on a nice 15-minute stream of consciousness thing about Big Daddy and all of the things that he would gamble on.
Yes, outstanding. I mean, it really was. I went to school. If I have to deliver any of those in the future, I think keeping it light, it's a real tribute to... That, to me, is what a eulogy should be. It should be a celebration of somebody's life. You do it right like Rob did, it's great.
Hold on, we'll get back to this. I did have a couple of observations, including something about Buzz's lovely wife.
Ah, very good.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
She's fun.
Donna Mike, how are you doing today?
Hi there, we're doing great, thank you.
Hey, Donna, I'd like to ask this in the form of a question, because I know you don't take ideas and suggestions. When you refer to the new Reno-style show coming up, I'd like to think that Sacramento stood on its own when you guys came here for the Las Vegas-style show. How come we're not getting the love?
You mean you want it to be called a Sacramento-style show?
No, you might as well say to people, hi, we're selling S sandwiches.
Yeah, no one would bomb.
Come on, Reno? I mean, what have they done?
Reno, you know what it is, sir?
They have entertainment.
The biggest little city in the world.
And they have gambling.
Biggest life.
That's why we call it Reno. We love Reno. We love Vegas.
Well, I just didn't want you guys to forget about the awesome show you guys did here.
How could we forget about the awesome show that we did? How many years ago was that in Sacramento now?
About seven.
When we get to Donner Pass, we're getting more and more depressed as we head over the mountain to Sacramento.
We do love you guys here.
I know you do.
Know that.
Have a good day.
Thank you. You too.
Okay. Bye-bye.
That's awesome. Eat a big one.
I don't want to take any more right now, Joe. Hold on.
I see they're all coming from Sacramento.
They're all from 916 right
now. Hold my call.
Hold on. What the frick is going on with this thing?
What? What's the matter?
Nothing.
You got a problem?
Yeah.
Oh, your handheld tablet computer thing.
There we go.
Okay. Is your machine broken?
Nope.
It ain't broken. Everything is fine.
Early.
Let's see. About Rob's Big Daddy's funeral yesterday that we were at. I was very humbled and it felt good that Julia, Rob's daughter, Robert's sister, I love both of Rob's kids, but obviously I'm closer to Robert. I'm his godfather.
Right.
When I got there, Julia just kind of clammed on to me.
Mm-hmm.
And while the service was going on, the family was going down the aisle, at one point they didn't know where she was.
Right.
And Carrie came and looked for her and said, where is Julia? And I said, I got her.
Caretaker yesterday.
I said back here. I said, do you want to go with your mom and dad? She said, no, I want to stay with you. So we sat together.
Right.
Julia and I did. And the service was 90 minutes long.
Mm-hmm.
And Julia's 5 going on 6. And she was...
pretty good for any kid to hang in that long.
She was outstanding. This is where Buzz's wife comes in to the story.
Mm-hmm.
And the treat that I had yesterday.
Oh, really? I can't wait to hear about it.
So I'm there with Rob's daughter on what is a very sad day. But before all of this started, I was sitting next to Buzz and Marcia, and Rob's dad is sitting behind me. And I was trying to keep it light with Julia, how do you spell your name?
Right.
What grade are you in? Who are your friends? Blah, blah, blah. All that stuff.
So you're doing this at a whisper as the service is going on?
No, it was like almost in a movie, like during the coming attractions.
Right.
Where, I was speaking, but not... and it was before the music started, before the actual...
So where do you go to school?
Things started.
Right.
So then it started. And after about 5 minutes, they said, we're going to sing.
Mm-hmm.
And we want everybody to stand up and sing.
Right.
And Julia looked at me, and I looked down at her, and I said, do you want to sing? And she nodded her head no. And I said, what? I said... me either.
That's fine.
I said, I never sing at these things. It's
plenty of people to sing in the church.
I said, it's okay. We'll just stand up. Don't worry about it.
Right.
So, we're standing up there, and I've got her little tiny fingers just around whatever is like my pinky, right?
Right, right.
So we're just both standing there.
She's an adorable kid. She really is.
Just couldn't be cuter. And somewhere during the first or second hymn, Marcia, who was sitting next to Julia,
right,
leaned over and said, "Do you want to sing?"
Okay.
Now,
You've already asked that question, and yeah, she's getting it for the... Okay, did she get the same answer?
No, well, I don't know. I mean, I don't know if she said yes, no, whatever. She must have said yes, because the next thing I know, Marcia had opened the hymn book,
uh-huh,
and Marcia was not standing anymore. Marcia was sitting now.
Okay.
So that she could be at Julia's level.
Right, right.
I mean, literally.
Because everybody in the church during the singing portion of the funeral was standing.
Literally at her level.
Right.
And then whenever there was a song, and there was a lot of music during the ceremony.
Yes, a lot of it.
I got to hear Marcia sing,
"Hello!"
Almost exclusively.
Really?
To me, because, well, not to me, it's just I happen to be...
Well, right begs the question, what did you think of Marcia's singing voice?
Well, I thought it was...
Oh, my...
I thought it was lovely.
Really?
I thought it was lovely.
In the garden. A lot of the classics were sung at the service.
Methodist hymns.
Right.
And he walked with me, and he walked with me. You know what I'm thinking?
Really?
I'm standing next to...
A little difficult?
I'm standing next to people that I care about, and this is a wonderful occasion. I shouldn't be feeling like someone right now is rubbing my back the wrong way. It was just like, I felt like I had an itch that I just could not scratch.
Plus, you care to weigh in on the musical stylings of your lovely wife?
All I will say, first of all, I didn't hear I don't think Marcia did either. She also,
obviously she was turned from you and pointing at Don.
No, she also has a hearing loss, so she may not have heard Don ask Julia whether she wanted to sing or not.
What's that? No, I'm just kidding, of course.
And so, you know, not wanting Julia to be excluded, because Julia seemed a little lost, didn't know where the songs were, that kind of thing. It is her family's church. Marcia kneeled down and sang. Now, I will say that Marcia's a very capable singer. Unlike me, never misses a note. She does have a style affectation I'm not fond of.
Did she have vibrato?
Yes, the vibrato. Yes.
Was it?
And he walked with me. It was. Think vibrato meets... Although not in that high a range, Betty Boop. I mean, I don't. No, not that much. It was. And she walks with me.
So she was in the upper register.
Yes.
Well, obviously, she's not going to be a baritone.
Right.
I would think of Marcia, you know, I didn't hear her, but I would think of her as a soprano.
Possibly, yeah. It's way up there.
I don't know. You couldn't hear her.
I was like
people driving down outside could have heard her.
I was sitting next to Rob's friend Brad.
I kid because I love.
Right? I understand.
So make sure she doesn't get mad about that, Buzz.
I'll see.
Oh, come on.
Come on now.
Yeah, you know how opposed I am to singing of any type, of anybody having any type. You know,
I was, I'll be honest with you.
Uh-huh.
I knew when I saw the amount of hymns that were going to be presented for our singing in that service, that, you know, I figured I'd enjoy myself. Yeah. And so I towards the end, I was really, really wailing away. But of course, I'm a very deep baritone. But I actually threw a little vibrato in towards the end.
Don hates that.
Yeah. we've got a guy, I think he's a grandfather that comes to my kid's school. And
I don't hate it, Buzz.
Oh. He sings like if there's a performance being done by the children, he will sing himself. And you will hear the singing. And he's one of these guys, and you hear these guys in church. They exist.
Right.
They're all over the place. One of these guys that gets up and goes, and I just want to go, you know, who told you a million years ago you had a singing voice? Because it's just...
You were reading my mind yesterday, friend.
Wow. The soloists were pretty good. You know?
I'm kidding.
Listen, I'm not fond of the affectation either, but at least she can sing.
Will someone please dial in?
I couldn't hear her.
Will someone dial in the affectation? Are you able? I know you're not a mimic like me.
Right.
But are you able to dial in the
affectation? Can you ape it?
Don, can you ape it a little bit? Well, you were trying.
I like her. Why would I ape her?
Is it a vibrato? And, well, you said Betty Boop with vibrato.
For a woman, what's just below soprano? What's
alto?
Alto? Yeah. Maybe, you know, soprano, alto, somewhere in there.
And Buzz, I am not being critical.
Right.
It was odd because yes. It was just, it was like from the vantage point that I was at, standing there, I couldn't hear anything except Marcia singing.
Wow, I'm sorry for you.
Oh, no, don't be
sorry.
You're going to make her mad.
No.
Now, that comment's going to make her mad.
Don't be sorry for me. Listen, like I said, she can sing. I'm not fond of the style. I don't like the vibrato. It's annoying to me as well.
But professional singers, I mean, people that sing for a living, of course, they have vibrato.
Not every note of every song. Right.
Did I have vibrato? I didn't have vibrato when I sang the national anthem, did I? I think I was too nervous.
It's okay to have a touch of it.
Here. You had erectile dysfunction.
I had erectile dysfunction when I did the anthem. Next year, I'm going to do it better. I'm going to go to another minor league ballpark.
So anyway, your wife likes to sing.
Yes, she does.
And tell her I said howdy.
Making a joyful noise for you.
Funeral's still going on, I believe. The funeral is still going on.
Yeah, the second,
quite long.
You know, the one part of the, you know, the lengthy service that I could have done with that is when they played the entire movie of Gandhi. I didn't think that was
still, there was a lesson there.
There was a lesson there. Oh boy, it was one of the. I mean, I've been to a few, and that was one of the longer ones.
And I also just have to say again, I have no doubt that Rob comes from this wonderful, beautiful family. They all love him, and they treat him like he hung the moon.
Yes,
but for God's sake,
you were at the calling hours, and you got a chance to have a lot more interaction with the family over the weekend. I'm curious as to how is Rob viewed by the family.
Today's not the day for that discussion.
Okay, very good. You got to wait for the boy to get back?
Yeah. What I did want to say, though, was, and you guys could notice this as well, I think, I defy you to find anyone in that family that he looks like.
Yeah.
Outside of his kids.
True.
Yeah.
He's one outside of his kids, I mean, and I'm talking about looking at Rob's dad, looking at Rob's dad's brother,
right.
Looking at Rob's mom, mm-hmm. Looking at,
you know who he looks like,
all of the aunts and the uncles.
He looks like his best friend Brad.
Yes, he does.
Looks exactly like Brad. And, well, Brad's really, you know, Brad was big and has lost some weight, but Brad went with the flat top too.
Mm-hmm.
So they both have the flat top. They look exactly the same now. It's insane.
They broke the mold when they made Rob.
And I like Brad a lot. Brad's
Ask
a good
his
guy.
Mom.
Yeah, Brad is really Rob's best friend.
He's a really terrific guy.
And he's got much more of the pronounced haircut.
He does.
Rob does.
That's because he's got his hair.
It's almost like a mohawk that he's got. It's almost like a low-grade mohawk that his friend Brad has going.
But I saw Brad, and I said, man, Brad's lost some weight. And I said, and he's turned into you, Rob. He looks exactly like you. And he does have more of that classic Marine
gut. The longer couples are together, the more alike they begin to look.
Just like owners and their pets.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But again, looking around that room, you know, looking at Rob's mom, for instance, who's a good-looking woman.
A handsome woman, absolutely.
And Rob's dad, who we've stated before, is like, you know, I mean...
we're all pretty crazy.
Now that I'm queer.
He's a fag!
No, not him. Me. I mean, he's a good-looking guy. You look at those two people, and
you wonder how it happened.
How could that possibly be?
Yeah.
And I have time over the weekend to study a lot of Spiewak's and associated family members, and I was glad to meet all of them and really give all of them the once-over, and man, he is the odd man out.
Yeah. No, it's like Shirley Jones, you know, marries, let's say, Dick Van Dyke.
Shirley Jones,
they have a kid, and out comes Charles Lawton.
Can you move into this century?
I can't.
Shirley Jones is Hazel.
No, Shirley Booth is Hazel.
Shirley Jones
is the mom on the Partridge Family.
Okay, well, let's...
I got to update it, though. You're right. I got to update it. I'm trying to think of the actress that...
How about Joan London?
Yeah, okay. Joan London...
That's updated and modern.
That's really not, though, is it?
No, it's not.
There are people that are listening to this show that don't know who Joan
London is. What about Elizabeth Hasselbeck, Mike? She's young and perky.
Very much.
Yeah.
Elizabeth Hasselbeck has sex with...
Jack Black.
No.
No, that's just my fantasy.
That's got to be a tall guy.
A real good...
got to be a good-looking tall guy.
Clooney.
George Clooney.
For the purpose of this argument, Clooney. Weird. And they come out with something that looks like Shrek.
Thank you. Good
updating.
I give you a round of applause for updating that. That is good.
And really,
so that's Elizabeth Hasselbeck marries George Clooney, and they have a baby that looks like Shrek.
Or the donkey. Either one.
No, it's got to be Shrek.
Yeah. Either one. Yeah.
Donkey.
because...
Ooh, donkey, look at me. I'm Rob Spiewak. I just was born to George Clooney and Elizabeth Hasselbeck.
Because I looked around the room and I didn't see anybody add. He sure is lucky that his kids don't have a big dose of him, that his kids have a lot of carry in them.
They do, and they're just adorable children. And, you know, there he is, and he just stands out. Yeah. I don't want to say like a sore thumb, but yes.
He does.
Big throbbing sore thumb.
He does. A big gigantic head of his.
But he aced it yesterday. He did.
And, this might be taken the wrong way, but I don't mean it the wrong way. It was a beautiful service.
Yes.
When Rob got up to do his part, Rob had about 20 minutes, and he kept it light, and he kept his composure, and then the priest, the pastor, the God guy,
right?
He said, because I really couldn't figure out which type of religion we were following in there, because four or five different religions were mentioned.
Yeah. Yes, Methodist. It was a Methodist service.
Yes, but...
And I believe the preacher was a Methodist preacher.
But then
right?
Catholic...
A formerly Catholic family, I think.
Yeah, and Rob is part Jewish. So, all of that...
I'll tell you what, he's like George Allen covering up the Jewish thing, only he's doing it with the Catholic thing. We're going to have to grill him on that, about the whole... Because there was a prominent mention of the Catholic faith. Here I have been sitting there for years, you know, even though I'm a fallen Catholic, battling Rob over the Catholic Church.
Yeah, and all the time. What if he's a member of the club like you and me?
I mean, really? We have to explore this. So, he's quite a cocktail, isn't he, that boy?
So he's standing up, and he's up at the pulpit, and he's doing his thing, and he's really performed very well.
It is really the moment in the service where it went from being a very solemn occurrence to a bit of a Vegas stage show.
And then
with a wireless microphone.
Then what happens is the holy man says... And now I've got a wireless microphone. If anybody would like to say anything now is the time. Now, these are people who are at a funeral.
Yep.
They don't know showbiz, right?
Right.
I'm wanting to say, when no one would take the microphone at first,
yep.
Please, everybody, sit on your hands.
Because, nobody go, because Rob was impossible to follow.
You can't follow that. You don't want to follow a child, and you don't want to follow an animal in showbiz.
Right.
You don't want to follow Rob on this diet.
You really don't.
You didn't want to follow him.
He really gave, I really think it is, and I include public eulogies that I've heard for famous people. I mean, it was one of the most funny, touching eulogies I've ever heard. But it was time. It was time to move on. It was time for nobody to say anything else.
So here's the thing. They said, "Does anybody have anything they want to say?" And nobody says anything. And I'm thinking,
okay, good call. Good call. On the heart of everybody.
And then one guy put his hand up. And I don't know which member of Rob's family this was. He seemed like a nice enough guy, but he's one of these guys. We've seen these times with the remotes where he takes the microphone from the priest.
I think it was one of Rob's uncles, because I think he was mentioning the fact that he was married to the daughters.
Hello, how you doing?
Right.
Well, say, blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah.
Thank you.
And it was like... it's like Aerosmith goes off stage, everybody puts out their big lighters, and freaking Air Supply comes out.
It just doesn't work.
I felt for the guy. I felt for him.
Yeah, it was a very difficult act.
But the moment was saved by a Spiewak.
Yes.
Because as Rob was walking back up the aisle holding the wireless microphone, this kid, the little Robert, was going crazy, screaming, "Daddy, I want the microphone."
Uh-huh.
So Rob said, "Okay, Robert, what do you want to say?" And I'm pretty sure he said, "Cubby, I miss you."
I think it's Rob repeated it. I think that's what it was. Cubby was the nickname they had for Big Daddy. It was
so it was saved by Robert.
It was, and really the whole thing was saved by Rob. It was just not that anything has to be saved. It was just it was a wonderful service made even better by what Rob did.
That's right.
That's absolutely right.
It was. I went home and immediately just kept thinking over and over again. And he walks with me.
Wow.
I hope Marcia's not offended by that, Buzz.
You've raised a good point. It's all vibrato all the time with her. it really needs to stop, and I hope that begins here.
Now, it doesn't have to stop here. Does she sing a lot? Am I bringing up something?
No, not a lot.
Now, you're a regular churchgoer.
No. I thought he was. I thought you did the Methodist thing.
I tried it for a while. I mean, yeah, I've been mostly Methodist most of my life,
but I've just kind of given the whole thing up recently. You know, whenever I go to a service like
the
that,
singing, really.
I like, you know, you go to a service and I just feel like, you know, it's man.
Yeah.
You know, you see somebody with a send-off like that.
Yeah.
And the only thing I'm thinking is, man, I'm never going to have a send-off like that.
Sure you are.
No. Mine's going to be in a bar.
No.
We could give a funny speech in a bar.
Yeah, you could.
Just really, I truly admire families like that.
Yeah.
I admire big extended families when they brought in the family,
it was huge.
It's like, what, did somebody drop a Greyhound bus outside?
The King family.
It's amazing that family. What? Do you remember the vital stat? Is it eight kids?
Something like that.
Eight kids that he had?
How many grandkids, and then great-grandkids, and spouses, and spouses' kids.
Up with people. But he liked to kill bees with gasoline.
And my favorite
part.
They all look the same, except Rob.
Yes. Yeah, Rob is the departure.
Rob is the one guy.
Yes.
As a matter of fact, Rob's friend Brad looks more like he belongs in the family than Rob does.
Yes, he does. Rob is, it's just, I don't know what's happening.
Very odd.
It's a very, very strange little cocktail.
Buzz, is your lovely wife working today?
Yeah, I think she is.
Would you give her a call in her office?
Sure. On my cell phone?
Well, I mean, on the phone, then maybe we can hear.
Oh, well, let's see.
Yeah, call her on your cell first.
Yeah, I can put it on speaker. Hang on.
Well, that's okay. You could just have a private conversation with her.
Do you think we could get...
If you don't mind us listening.
I'd love to get a little singing.
If she would just sing a little bit of that, and he walks with me, and he talks with me.
And, you know, good for you when you're doing the... You know, your disc jockeydom even comes through when you're talking about Methodist hymns, because you get... You're talking about the chorus.
That's the greatest
You're talking
of all time.
About the hook. You know, the hook, and he walks with me, and he talks... And he tells me... What does he tell me?
Tells me I am his own.
I am his own.
You always forget it up at that point, too.
And then there's the...
Oh, and she also was great on...
Hi, this is Marcia. Sorry, I missed your call.
How great
Sing.
Thou art.
Press 5 now.
No vibrato.
She's speaking.
Yes. Oh.
She's speaking for goodness sake. Try it. Give her a ring at work.
Let me try the...
Old friend.
All right.
Now, be careful with that, because we know who's going to be picking up the phone there.
Right.
Just ask her if she would mind coming on the air and singing a little bit.
That'd be wonderful. I'm sure she has a...
Singing a Methodist hymn for her.
I'm sure she has a classic or two that she enjoys. Who doesn't?
Oh, Mike, tonight, I know you normally don't watch Law & Order or SUV.
I don't, no.
But you got to watch it tonight.
Really?
Because...
Hello?
He's going to be on.
Oh, Jerry's going to be on?
Jerry,
is he playing a bad guy, I hope?
Yeah, something bad happens to him, he plays some guy and has something to do with something in today's headlines.
Jerry, ladies and gentlemen... Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Jerry Lewis,
and I just found this script to be marvelous. It was a marvelous script.
Don has something. First of all, he'd really like it if you could sing for him. Okay. But it's on the phone with his lovely wife now.
Just a second. Say that again.
My second.
Whatever you like. Maybe a little in the garden.
In the garden. And tell her she can just pick it up from Andy Walks With Me and He Talks With Me.
One of the hymns that we were singing yesterday, and he walks with me and he talks with me.
Could you ask her to sing it, please?
Could you just sing a couple of bars of that?
Okay.
All right. This is great.
Now?
Yeah.
Okay. As he walks with me, as he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own.
Wow.
And the joys we share as he tells me that
phone's breaking.
Bravo!
Good job, man. Yeah. All right. Thanks for doing that.
You're funny.
You've made Don's day. Again, for the second day in a row.
Stop it with that, or I'm going
to... What were you saying? Hey, how about Marcia knowing the lyric, huh?
Yeah.
We're unprompted, really, right there. She delivers the goods.
She sure did.
She redeemed herself there. Not that she needed to be redeemed.
You notice very little vibrato there.
Well, there was she kicked him with a vibrato when she got to the end.
Yeah, toward the end. When she gets warmed up.
Tells me I am his own.
Absolutely. Yeah.
It was like almost like
that is a good one, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's one of
that's a beauty. Classic. I like that one.
Being in one of those boing 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 chambers over and over. Just
what's the hit's name? Is it in the garden? Is that
in
the garden?
Dryer
in the garden. In the dryer.
It was like being in a dryer, like being a sock in a dryer.
I only wish now that I had been able to see your face during those musical interludes. I really wish I'd been able to see the.
I'll give Marcia credit that. Because I was able to focus on her singing.
And nothing but that.
It did take away from...
Did it make the time go faster?
Yes, it did. I didn't find myself getting caught up in emotional and everything else.
Right. Oh, boy, look, right. More hymns are coming up.
All right, Buzz.
Terrific.
Thank you very much for that. Oh, also, got to mention this. We had Mark Cuban on the show last week.
Yeah.
That big Herman Munster dummy.
Oh, hi there.
Last week, we have him on the show because specifically, he puts out a press release that says, YouTube is worthless. YouTube is going out of business. I wouldn't buy YouTube with some bum on the streets money.
Right.
Right. So we have him on the show. And we get into a debate with him, not a spirited debate.
No. Yeah.
But because we are pussies, we end up saying, okay, well, gosh, you're a billionaire. You know it's right.
You must know.
I mean, one of the things that I said to him, now that I would have done this, or expected anybody to, would be, why wouldn't you just take your life savings and throw it into YouTube? And I threw out the name. I said, maybe Google will buy them.
Right.
And he poo-pooed all of that. Mm-hmm. And
he said
now,
it would be foolish. Yeah. But, and I want to see if one of his predictions comes true.
What, if ads are going to be on YouTube?
No, I want to see if they now that the big company, well, as you mentioned, Google bought YouTube for what, $1.1
billion?
$1.6 billion.
Two guys.
Yeah. $1.6 billion?
Yeah. To two guys.
Two, like... Little nerd nicks in there.
Bill
in their
and
attic,
Ted.
You know?
Bill and Ted, they had a place like between a pizza shop and a bakery.
And now we will see. I asked him how come they haven't sued. You know, he said, well, they're waiting for the big pockets. So now let's see if some of these big movie houses or the people that produce.
They're all making deals. CBS made a deal today.
Oh, really? With YouTube?
And Warner and Universal and at least one other. And CBS, yeah, he mentioned that.
So, gosh, you know, I
$1.6 billion from a couple of booger eaters that are up there in their attic doing this thing.
We are certainly not one of those shows that like tries to tell you how to get rich or anything. But goddamn, if you did not take Mark Cuban's advice last week, you would be a rich person today.
Now, was YouTube public before that? Was YouTube a publicly traded company?
That's a good question. I have no idea.
I think they were too young probably
to be.
$1.6 billion. So those guys now don't work another day in their lives.
Google stock is up, and as Don said, with them buying up or making deals with other media companies, they probably won't have to worry about lawsuits.
Wow.
Be pretty great.
Man, oh man. And that's, you know, it's still the open frontier. It's the only area, you know, really where you're seeing all this innovation. It's very exciting.
Maybe we'll get some porno now.
Yeah.
How about a porno YouTube? Exclusively porn.
Hello.
It is now GooTube.
Not in my show.
Oh, God. Not YouTube.
It will be GooTube.
Hey, man. You know,
hey,
register.
White straight male calling you from Frisco. Hey.
Hi there.
Jerry Lewis plays a homeless man tonight on Law and Order.
Hello.
The double rape and homicide.
Double ape?
Wait a minute, Jerry's raped?
And he was bleeding to death.
I was bleeding to death.
Hello, Jerry.
This is Marcia.
I don't even know that. It's not Marcia, it's... What's that chick's name on that show?
Marista.
Oh, Marista.
Mariska Hargitay. Hargitay, yes.
Mariska. What's the big Jane Russell boopies?
Did he ape you? Did Jerry ape you?
Who gets raped on the show? Jerry?
No, single mother. Mariska's not been on in a while. She's,
what happens to Jerry on the show?
Jerry gets gang raped.
Jerry gets gang raped.
Now I'm watching.
In the shower stall.
Hey, not another one. Yay. Oh, God.
Ed McMahon from the side of the stage.
What?
He yells at Ed McMahon from the side of the stage. Cricket.
Okay, you called for him.
Hey, real quick.
Yeah, real quick.
That was.
Bye!
He hung up after that.
Hey, real quick.
Mr. Cool.
Hey, real quick.
That was Mr. Cool call it is.
Hey,
crickets. Did I get the crickets?
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Yo.
Yo, hey, 40.
Hi, 40.
What up?
Hey, Charles.
Oh, it sounds like you.
How are you, Charles?
I'm doing well, Mike.
I know. I can tell. I can tell in 5 seconds. You are doing. You are doing well, aren't you?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Wow.
Well, hello, Mr. 40.
Well, hello.
Now, somebody's lengthening the Columbus Day weekend.
Yeah.
Wow.
So what are you enjoying this afternoon? What flavor?
Cold 45. Don't let the smooth taste fool you.
That's right. Smooth taste fool you.
Wow. Just hanging out at home?
Yeah, man. You know. Yeah. You know.
Any plans at all? I mean,
I parked the bike already. I went out road for a while. But I was looking for Mike, but...
Yeah, going to do a little riding together?
Well, not a bicycle, a motorcycle.
Motorcycle, yes.
Yeah.
A motorcycle bicycle.
40's got one of those crotch rockets, though. He's one of those speed racers.
Hey, you know, I'll tell you something. Being as Mr. 40 is black,
yeah.
and I wanted to bring this up.
He is.
There's a...
Yes, Buzz, he happens to be black.
Buzz, of course, I'm colorblind. I've just been told he's black.
Yes.
And I mean that. I literally am colorblind.
Mm-hmm.
I was watching a show on Channel 9 here in D.C.
Okay.
We've talked about Tracy Neal before.
Yeah.
That she is just really, absolutely the most beautiful woman in Washington, D.C. television.
And she also wins the award for, like, clothing, makeup, everything. Just being put together. Putting it together for a TV anchor. She knows what she's doing.
She's good. Now, you tell me something as an African-American brother. Were you as offended as I was? Because I consider myself to be at least partially African-American.
Mm-hmm.
I'm watching a commercial where they're interviewing people like, of course, down by a fountain downtown. And they're all saying how they like Channel 9 News.
Mm-hmm.
And the first guy says, well, I like Tracy Neal because she's so articulate.
Uh-huh.
And then someone else goes on and says, she's so nice, she's so nice. And then they actually say, I like her because she's so well-spoken.
Really? They say that on the promo?
Oh, swear
God.
To... God,
that's like the old 80-year-old, like, racist thing.
That's what they say about us. Like,
Channel 9.
Like, we're Colin Powell, maybe.
That's like what an old person says about black people.
I want to tell you, I felt like calling my Black Panther brothers immediately.
Wow.
You know, because who else would you say that about unless it was a black chick or a black guy?
You wouldn't say it about, you wouldn't see
let's
it that was, on a white guy's
let's
promo.
Say it was Todd McDermott, who's the
you wouldn't say,
guy.
Oh, he's so well-spoken.
Or even articulate.
Right.
He's so articulate.
And they get a well-spoken and an articulate in there?
There's two of them in the same promo for WUSA.
They can't come up with anything else.
Tracy Neal. How about this? She's a piece of ass. She's a good newsreader, and she's a piece of ass.
That's what they say about Topper Shut.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
Are you offended like I am? You want to show up at Channel 9, me and you, on behalf of all of our brothers and sisters?
Bring a couple little picket signs.
Come on, Black Power!
we're going to have signs?
Yeah, signs.
We're going to have signs.
It'll be you, Don, and your brother, Grady.
Man, that's a short circle.
The three blackest men in America will be there.
Yeah, I'm with that.
We are well-spoken. We are articulate. My gosh.
Yeah. We're here. We're queer. We know we're well-spoken.
We got to pull the audio on that because...
Yeah, please. That's truly amazing in this day. And the fact that they would use it in a promo blows my mind.
Sounding insulting.
And one of the people...
don't say ain't no more.
I don't know if it's... I don't know if it's where they say that she's articulate or she speaks well.
She speaks well.
But one of the people saying that one of those comments is black. And then the other one is white.
Okay. Wow. I guess they get a free pass if it's a black person saying it.
They probably had a cue card up.
Probably. You are so wasted, 40. You are so wasted.
How long have you been drinking?
I'm just nice, man. Just like a couple of hours.
Just a couple of hours?
A couple of hours.
You know, when that traffic picks up, time to park the bike.
So by yourself?
Yeah, I'm chilling. Got the kids doing their homework.
Oh, no. You're parenting drunk.
Okay. No, I'm not parenting. They're doing their homework.
He's parenting mellow.
If they get up, then I have the parents say, sit down.
Well, how old are the young ones now, 40?
7 and 4.
Wow. 4.
Well, you say, listen, Mr. 7, you want to be articulate like your daddy. You go back there, do your homework.
They speak well.
They're very well-spoken.
Are you within, are they within eyesight of you, or... Yeah, they're not setting a little campfire up in the master bedroom, are they?
No, okay. not right now.
Yeah.
Be honest, aren't they out running numbers?
We don't run numbers anymore.
I know. I love that. I just love the stereotype. I love the stereotype from Brooklyn in the 50s.
Are they,
'06, eh?
Are they
in the crack?
Are they in the alley, like, playing a dice game?
They are pimps. That's what they are. Pimps.
All of a sudden, you hear your motorcycle start up, and there's a four-year-old at the controls.
Wow.
You all right, Charles. Well, thank you for checking in.
Yeah.
Always good to hear from you. Are we going to see you next Wednesday night?
Yep.
You know, we got our Reno style show. Love to see you. Don't cross now. The next Wednesday night, October 18th, it's our live new scaled back, but not so scaled back you won't have a great time stage show, to meet with all local standards.
Right.
8 p.m. next Wednesday night at Hooters of Rockville.
Yeah.
We'll see you there, 40.
That's a bet. Stamp.
Excellent. All right, Mother Chucker. See you later.
All right.
All right. Bye-bye.
I'll...
Bye-bye.
There he goes.
Bye, Charlie.
Just sitting there and on his, what, eighth cold 45, decides he's going to call us. I think I called
He's Mike. Got Judge Judy muted. He's got us on. He's got the kids in the other room.
Nothing goes better with cold 45 if we're not on than Judge Judy Scheindlin.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hey, I got something for Mike.
Yeah?
There actually is a YouTube for porn. It's porntube.com. I don't think it's the same company, but it looks like the exact same thing.
Is it free?
Yeah, free.
PornTube.
PornTube.com.
I know we normally don't like to get plugs for websites, but that's, I think, doing a public service.
Although, that reminds me of something. I want to go real fast to see if I can do this, because I don't even need audio for this mic. My computer does not get audio. YouTube.com. Give me one sec.
Are you going to PornTube or YouTube?
No, I'm going to go to go to YouTube.
Yeah.
I'm going to YouTube.
I'm going to PornTube during the commercial break.
I'm going now.
So I want to show you something on our on our contest.
What did you say there, Johnny?
Hold on. What, John?
No, you won't be going to PornoTube during the break. The CBS filters those out.
Oh, what a drag.
Okay, here we go. So now when you go to YouTube, if you search for Don...
Yes.
Commercial.
Okay, this is on YouTube.
Right. You search for Don and Mike commercial for that contest that we did. We're going to have a conversation with Hughes at some point to find out when CBS is going to pony up the dough.
Yeah, when was this? I find that out. I'm going to call the lady at the cable company.
To run that commercial during CSI, and also Mike and I are buying our own commercial schedule.
Right.
Come on, these computers just run a little slow today. Bear with
me. Come on.
Because...
Are there new ones?
No, I've not seen this before. I'm not familiar with someone spamming a topic that people go to look at. And I'll show you what it is in just a second. Yeah. If this goddamn thing would just load up, please load up.
I've seen an example.
I hope Google speeds this up. Okay, here we go. Don and Mike Show commercial. Let me see. There are 23 results, okay?
Uh-huh.
So there are 20. It says Don and Mike spec shot, Don and Mike. Commercial, Don and Mike commercial 2, Don and Mike commercial,
right.
Don and Mike long promo. Now, when you click on Don and Mike long promo,
yes.
Turn around and look at the screen, Mike. Can you see
this? Yeah, come over and take a look.
Come on over here and look at this. Okay?
I noticed this.
I'm not the
beautiful lady from Chicago.
Okay, thank you, Dennis. Now, it says Don and Mike commercial.
Yeah, it's like the heading that they have there.
This is the first in the series to promote the Don and Mike show. More on the way. Okay?
Right.
So, I click on, let me see. Hey, turn it off, Buzz. I don't need that. Thank you very much. Okay, so click on the long promo. Oh, come on. See how slow it's going?
Oh, it's so slow.
So slow. Here it is coming up. So, now you think, oh, this is going to be a commercial for our show.
Yeah.
Right? Because that was a contest that we did.
Right.
Now it's loading. Now look at it. It's a minute 41. And wait, check it out. Right. Now, be careful. Don't say the name. And remember right. that last week, over the last couple of weeks, we've had somebody, at least one guy, maybe more than one guy, trying to call the show, getting in plugs for a website.
Right.
That we just automatically delete out mm-hmm. because we don't know what we're plugging.
Right.
Right?
Jesus.
Still loading. Well, Google will fix this.
Oh, good.
That's what Mark Cuban says.
They're going to be faster?
Still, no, I'm making that up.
Hey, you have a lot of controls over here.
Yes, I do, Mike. Why'd you do that?
I just felt like... It's
tempting. It's fun.
Can I press another?
Sure. Knock yourself out. Which one would you like?
Can I press one up here?
That's any one of those would be Dr. Phil.
Are you a prostitute?
What fun!
Try one over here.
Do you like it?
That's Michael Hughes. Is this all Michael Hughes?
Right now it is.
It sucked. It stunk.
Oh, that's Jim Mora.
You can suck this. You are incredibly immature. You are incredibly immature.
I'm sorry. I've never been over here.
It's fun. We're going to call phone whores later today.
Incidentally, the promo is still loading.
Yeah, this is freaking ridiculous. All right, Buzz.
Have you ever said no?
Okay, hold on. Buzz has got it up now. Thank you, Buzz.
You bet.
Look at the, what
Let
it
me
says
replay.
Now. Thank you. And Buzz, if you do have audio, would you pull that up, please? Or never mind. Never mind. Hold on. Take a look at it. So, here's what it says. It says, the following is a blank.com commercial.
Right.
But it says...
But I wish it weren't or something.
Oh, that's been up there. I've seen that before. Yeah, that's been up there for a long time.
It's got girls that are taking their tops off shooting golf clubs. Now, as it continues on, you're wondering, what does this have to do with our show?
Right.
Because it's chicks taking their tops off.
Playing golf. For a minute and a half or so.
Now, you don't really see any nip or anything.
No.
And it says, find out how to see this production in its entirety at... And it's got a website.
Right.
And there's a chick, like, hitting out of a sand trap.
Mm-hmm. With nothing on.
With just panties on.
Right. And then they go to the beach.
There's a chick laying on the beach. This has nothing to do with our show.
Nothing
it's
whatsoever.
Gotten something like 21,000 views.
Mm-hmm.
There's a shot of the... Chick not wearing any pants, again, in the sand trap.
Right.
There they are hitting, again, topless girls. Although I'm selling this too much because they're not really topless.
No, they're not. No, they're wearing the white tops and the little plaid skirts.
And it just continues. Hold on. Where does it say? Because it finally says something about our show at the very end. Right. The graphic says something.
So they use our show. I believe we have, do we have any recourse on that?
No, I just think it's funny. See, like, there's a girl wiggling her boobs right up, and they're there kissing. They're driving around in a golf cart, taking their pants off. They're not really showing anything.
Right.
And you're still wondering, is this about our show, right?
Uh-huh.
It says, this video has absolutely nothing to do with the Don and Mike radio show.
Right.
And then it has our logo at the end.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, please visit .com.
Right.
Thank you.
Well, that's not right.
That, to me, is a sign we've arrived.
That is, we're being spammed.
I think if enough people were going to look at our contest on YouTube, that some douchebag who's got a website, if you want to see girls hitting golf balls topless, wants to spam it.
Well, if the guy's listening, I think, throw a little something for the effort. You know, thanks a lot. You're welcome. Glad we can help you promote your little website there.
What is the par on that hole instead?
Oh, man.
On that hole, on that pump I just saw.
That looks like a fine little round.
Yes. Yeah, I was looking. Somebody told me about that because I was like,
I went by it and I never even processed it. I went,
nor did I.
What the hell is this? I only processed it as, hey, this has nothing to do with. And then I realized now I know he's promoting another website.
And that website tried to get mentioned on the show
right
last week.
Well, now I know.
You know what that says? That says people want to try to trade off whatever we had going on YouTube.
Right.
Yeah, we're hot, baby.
Well, then why doesn't somebody buy us for $1.6
billion? We're hot, baby. My Google's on the phone right now.
All right, man. Bring up the wheelbarrows.
Hello, Google.
Yeah, baby.
Hello. Hi there. Google.
Woo, look out.
Oh, see, those are fun. Those buttons,
jibba jabba.
Those buttons are a blast. Aren't they?
These over here?
Oh, my God, what fun.
They sure are, Mike.
Man, they're all and he's got them all, like, laid out like a keyboard, mm-hmm. You know, like at a rock concert. It's fantastic.
You walk by them every day for the last 4 months that we've been in these new
studios.
Yeah,
I know. I kind of got to pay attention to this stuff.
You're a goddamn genius.
The studio is beautifully appointed.
Yeah. It is. We got a lot of nice
tremendous stuff.
Hello there. Last call, Donna Mike Show. Hello.
Hello, yeah. Why you keep hanging up on me, man?
We didn't hang up on you, man.
We have not hung up on you. Maybe our screener did. Why? Are you a dick?
Am I a dick?
Yeah, I mean, our screener was probably hanging up on you. We weren't.
You're on the air now. Maybe I'll hang up on you, but go ahead. What's up?
Well, I was just listening. I'm curious why you guys would take that as an insult, what they said about that lady. I don't know what her name is, but...
Well,
her being well spoken.
Let me say something to you. Are you black? Because I am. Are you black?
No, I'm not.
Okay, well then you're not qualified. Unless you're black like I am, you don't understand.
And no, we have made fun of old people that say about black people, he's so well spoken.
as though it's some sort of strange occurrence.
Like it's rare.
And that's been the running joke for years.
As a black man, I don't feel no need to talk to this guy. Maybe I'll talk to him on his birthday. Then you can ask me a question. Okay?
Now, let's not get too upset. We might hit our heads and somebody will have to call an ambulance.
Okay?
Is there anything else we can do for you?
I was offended because I'm black. Deal with it.
Well, Don, I'll be offended with you then. How's that?
I'm as black as a thousand midnights.
He came over to your side.
Thank you, my friend. Black power.
Black power.
We shall overcome.
Thank you for being a right-thinking American.
Not a problem.
Okay. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Bye-bye.
Hey, guys do the same.
What are you, incidentally?
I am white.
Are you Hispanic?
I'm white, but I don't dare with the white power.
Listen, right, you're not white. No, you're not white. You've got others mixed in, don't we all?
I guess I'm Danish, but I look white.
Danish?
So, you know, it's the same thing, as far as I know.
Denmark, a neutral country, am I right?
Also, it seems to me if you're like from the Netherlands or as this guy said, like from Danish speaking country,
Denmark.
Yeah, you're even whiter and tastier than like a white American.
You're unusually white.
That would make
and he reeks of pot. I'm just making sweeping generalizations, and you've got wooden shoes
and stinky poon.
Yes,
because there's hookers and pot
hookers and pot on every street corner you see.
Mm-hmm. And
country's just rife with big, hookers and pot
and big wooden shoes. And big wooden.
Well, hell, I'm going back to my homeland then.
Are you blonde?
No, not really.
I'm going back to my homeland as well, sir. I'm going to Africa this summer.
How many in this room, or how many even on the phone? I include you. Had a Danish roommate. I did.
Well, there you go. She stands alone,
Mike. Would you like to know his name?
Well, of course it's him. Why would it be her?
Well, it was an American university. Ingvar Skospo.
Ingvar
Skospo was my Danish roommate. He wasn't from Denmark, but he was Danish, and he spoke Danish.
No wonder you love eating Danish so much.
He was not a pleasant chap. He was not a fun roommate at all.
Hmm.
He studied all the time. Listen. And I'm a man of large appetites, and he didn't want to join in.
I gotta go. I gotta go. I gotta go play the numbers.
Sir, are you gonna get off the line?
Oh, sure, yeah.
Yes, you gotta hang up on
him. All right, bye-bye.
You guys have a great day.
And you too.
Shout out to my baby's mama.
You are Don Geronimo, a black man.
Who he?
I'm as black. Anyway, that's...
You heard, 40 did not dispute it.
No, oh, right. Charles.
Chuck did not dispute that at all.
My man, CP. Okay, we we got to hit a break.
Shout out to Ingvar Skospo, wherever he is.
When we come back, more weekend stuff. Oh, and Fantasy Week number 5.
Oh, yeah.
Let's talk about it, baby.
Yeah,
let's
baby.
Talk, about,
yeah.
It. Talk about it. Let's talk about it.
Let's talk about it.
Hey, baby.
Winner.
Winner.
Who's the big winner in fantasy? Mikey's the big winner.
Yeah.
I won the money. First time in like a year and a half.
Congratulations.
And I'd like to thank Travis Butler, Edlund. Thank you, TB.
I love it when you're gracious like that.
Yeah. Well, he did all the work. He made all the moves, put the lineup in. I just sit back from the owner's
box.
I sit from my owner's box. And I don't even click and win now.
Wow.
I didn't even know that I'd won. I didn't know what my lineup was. My kind of season. But I'm taking full credit.
Uh-huh.
Who's the big winner? I better give Travis some of that money.
Yes, you should split the money with him.
Oh, let's not get crazy.
All right, we got a break. We'll be right back.
Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
What the hell, bro?
Hello, neighbor.
Did you just throw a burrito out your window?
I believe I did.
What are you hired? Something? Whoa. Did you see what happened?
I did see. That was a terrific little spill of spider raspberry.
That's my chopper you just thrashed, Rosa.
Easy, compadre. I'm your friend out here, all right?
I want you to fix my chopper before I stop your goofy ass.
If you want to throw down in fisticuffs, fine. I've got Jack Johnson and Tom O'Leary waiting for you. Right here.
You destroyed the only thing I love. All right? There it is. What do you love?
I love poetry. And a glass of scotch. And, of course, my friend Baxter here.
Well, guess what? Now this is happening.
Excuse me. Excuse me. What are you doing? That's how I roll.
The Don and Mike Show.
Great clip.
Woo! Look out! Look out!
Cut the jibba jabba. All right, dude.
They know that the price of success is hard work. Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
He's mentally retarded.
Right. Yeah, baby. All right, let's see this. As we get back to the show.
Excuse me. That's all right.
Let me see.
It's my singing.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
No, I'm just,
Are you looking at the computer?
I'm reading an email.
Ah.
Someone says, Rupert, I had to look at a Rupert site. You know, the guy just, he doesn't
get... What's he doing now?
It's nothing. It's in the mailbag. It's from, like, 2 days ago. Uh-huh. Someone writes, Art Bell, who's a disc jockey...
Thought he was dead.
Here's the deal with this guy, and I knew he does like an overnight UFO radio show.
Yeah, I think so. Yes.
And his wife died right around the time Frida died.
Oh, that's right.
And like a week later, he married an 18-year-old. Okay. Oh. So anyway, someone puts here on this site, and they just emailed this to me. Art Bell to be a daddy again. He announced last night that he and his shockingly old enough to conceive Filipino mail order wife are expecting a bouncing baby girl.
Wow.
The kid is thought to have been conceived in Hong Kong on September 13th, and they're going to name the kid Asia. Kid is expected to arrive June 17th.
Uh-huh. Great band.
Hey, since Don Geronimo is following Art Bell's lead, tragically loses wife, instantly rebounds with new gal, maybe Don will have something running around his house besides a matching stone wall. Donnie Boy brags about not using protection, so I guess it's not too far-fetched.
Ah, that's over the line. Now, it really is over the line.
That's okay. And the guy on the...
Mailbag. Yeah.
Then Rupert edits the mailbag. Rupert writes...
Oh, he responds. Yeah,
okay. I wouldn't touch that with a 10-foot pole.
I just print it.
But I will say that we shouldn't get on Don's case for wanting to continue to have a relationship with the opposite sex after the death of his wife. I'm sure that any wife who loved her husband, as Frida quite obviously did, would want him to be happy and not woman-wrecked for the rest of his life. Well, that's beautiful, Rupert, but how about writing this? You know, when my wife passed away, I didn't go out and get a girlfriend 2 weeks later and marry her.
Right.
I didn't even start dating the girlfriend that I'm dating now until 7 months after Frida had passed away. Everybody's got their own time schedule for this.
Right. You know, this guy has no judgment. He really does.
I mean, I'm not going to get on a soap opera.
He doesn't.
A soap box and make this a soap opera. You know, but this is my whole problem with you, Rupert. Really, this is my problem. If I had taken calls from listeners today, Mike and I, talking about dead mothers, and your mother's name came up, you would not be happy if I put it in a way that you found to be a little bit oogie. And it would be on me, because I'm the guy that took the call and put the call on the radio.
Right.
You're the guy...
He's the filter.
You're the guy who's printing this on your website, even though you have a nice little addendum afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
You know...
Just don't print.
That's hurtful,
Rupert. You know that.
I'm really past...
You don't care about him.
I'm past being hurt by him. You know, my only concern
that
is...
That makes you feel good, though. I mean, it really doesn't. I mean, you're
normal.
You know,
that's just disrespectful to Frida.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I agree with that.
That truly is. And that jackass knows that that's how I feel about that. Mm-hmm. You know, I've been more than open and public about the fact that for the longest time I didn't think I'd meet anybody. Mm-hmm. You know, and I met Janet and, you know... In February, I started dating her.
Yeah, and it's been good for you, and we all know that you are still you're still an open wound for what you've gone through.
Even if I had met Janet or somebody else a month later, 2 months later, you know, as I said when people gave me crap, when I went through this, who the frig are you to judge? But I just bring this up because I want to mention to Rupert, you know, watch it, pal.
Right.
You know that is a sensitive area for me. When you're bringing up my deceased wife, and you're posting stuff from people saying that I'm just like Art Bell, turn around, get a new girlfriend right
away.
And
there is no similarity whatsoever.
None at all.
Other than the coincidence that you lost people at the, you know, within the same 6 month period or something like that. And the fact is, what you should know, and I think you do know this, is that the people that are that know you best and that are close to you are so happy that you were able to have somebody to give you, some comfort in your life. Really. I mean, we all need that.
I was scrolling down. Some other guy writes, well, after 4 months, Paul McCartney married his next wife. Everybody grieves in different ways. Hey, listen, douchebags.
Nobody's business.
Feel free to weigh in about the radio show if you like. Feel free to weigh in about, I don't know, if you like my girlfriend when I've had her on the radio. I don't care about that. But, hey, Rupert, I just want to tell you, we're getting very close to dead mother territory again. Okay?
I'm waiting for that.
I swear to friggin' God.
You let me know, fair enough. I'll write that one.
I know, because, he's got a giant heart on Jesus Christ. If somebody slips on a banana peel in front of Mike's restaurant, that's front page news on his website.
Well, that, and I do file
nice
that under...
look around cafe.
That comes with the territory.
That comes with the territory.
And can I say one thing about that? Because it needs to be said, no one else is going to say that. When you're dealing with that, and he wrote about the fact that that we recently, had some issues with fines that we had to pay because of, that's the way it happens occasionally.
Because the rats.
And it happened. And the fact is that, what's frustrating to me is yesterday I had my manager print up all the violations of all the places just in Northern Virginia.
Right. Yeah.
And there were hundreds. Mm-hmm. And it's amazing when you see that. But I have to accept that because I think the only reason it's in the paper and it gets on the website is because
nice.
I do
look around cafe.
I do the radio show,
and I know
it comes with the territory. But I think it's really important, lest people think that this is just my joint. There are a lot of joints, and you know what? And we take it very seriously, we really do. We take that very seriously.
My point though is Rupert likes piling on.
He loves piling on.
I know you've come in recent days and said,
and then he defends. He's the passive aggressive.
Yes,
he'll print it. And then he'll take an email about it.
He'll
say,
I got six people emailed me about this, so I had to put it on the front page.
Mm-hmm. Completely passive-aggressive.
Yeah. How about that?
Isn't that something?
How about that?
But that's the way it goes.
Yeah.
And, I could sit here and get completely paranoid about it, but think that, hey, they're all out to get me. Well, that's not really... I can't do that anymore because the fact is, it's going to happen, and it's the way it goes.
Yeah.
I just did want to mention that one fact about that.
Yeah, and really, to that guy with that website, dude, how many times I got to explain it to you? If you're going to print stuff with people talking about my wife, at least, I mean, to me it would be an off-limits topic. What the frick? But if you want to run it because I talk about it on the radio, be my guest.
Well, you had mentioned the content that's on the radio.
But
people want to comment about that.
But balance it out. Mm. Instead of writing a soliloquy about, everybody can do what they want and Frieda will want me to be happy.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you just address the guy's point that I'm not like Art Bell?
Yeah.
That I didn't
somebody to validate the guy.
He can't do that.
He can't do that because he does have a giant one for both of us.
Because if he did, he'd be shooting the guy down right away.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if it's my website, I think, why don't I just let this one go?
Right.
Why don't I let this one go? You know why he puts it on there? Because he wants the attention.
Sure.
Hey, Rupert. Dead mother. Really? Serious? Mike, can I tell you about a friend of mine, a radio friend of mine? This guy was infatuated with his mom. Fell to pieces when she died. And I know a guy who runs a website exactly the same. Turned him gay.
Wow.
Turned him gay when his mom died. That's what I hear. I do something I heard.
Kind of a strange relationship, almost like a Norman Bates kind of relationship.
Seems a little soon to turn gay. I wonder if she's in the root cellar.
I don't know.
Doesn't feel good, does it, Rupert?
I feel bad speculating about somebody's dead mother.
Yeah.
But after all, if you're running a website, you're going to just run speculation about...
Hey, it comes with the territory, man.
My wife that's passed away.
You know, when you're a major website operator focusing on the media, I think you got to accept that the people in the media are going to talk about you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, how'd that feel? Okay. All right. That's it. Enough of that. So that's the message to Rupert. Now all you guys got on the computer, right? Oh, we really got under Don's skin today. We really got under Don. No.
Well,
one guy got under my skin.
Right.
Rupert.
Yeah.
And I had been busy at a funeral. Oh, sorry to bring up your mom again, Rupert.
Mm-hmm.
If I hadn't been busy at a funeral over the weekend, I would have seen it myself over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I would have thought, bring it up myself today on the air. But I just read my email and it was like, oh, look, he's at it again.
Uh-huh. And comparing you to that guy, I mean, a totally different situation.
Yeah. That's anyway,
Anyway, I'm sure that all the stories that I know about guys that did stuff to their mothers after they passed away, like guys that, well, there's no delicate way to put it. Guys that made love to their dead mothers after they had passed away. There's lots of guys out there like that.
I've heard of it.
Oh, what? Is that hurtful? Hey, I didn't mean it. Let me just put an asterisk after that. The guy at DCRTV really loved his mom and would never do anything like that.
Yeah. After it's been said, then you come in like the
white. La, la, la. La, la, la.
No, we're aware that you're the ones who put these emails on.
La, la, la.
They come into your mailbag and you edit them. Edit them better.
Just watch out.
Show a little restraint.
Just watch out for the F word. The F word is freedom. Just watch it.
I think you're well within your rights to make that request.
Okay.
And from past experience,
otherwise,
I believe he will honor that request.
It's going to be Mother's Day around here.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you what, Jackson.
Because I don't have any relatives that have passed that I have to concern myself with, but I got to tell you something, too, Rupert. I get an awful sick of the piling on me, too. I really, really do. Okay? But it's not the same thing as what you're dealing with, and I don't blame you one bit.
Okay.
But I will be assisting you in further stage plays concerning mommy.
Well, only if we have to.
If we have to, it's there.
We have to.
And we will make it entertaining. Oh, will we make it entertaining?
Oh, we will. We certainly will. You know, and why he doesn't write something in response?
Today's episode is entitled Rupert and the Corpse.
You know, I don't know why he's, I don't know why we're bothering. Well, I know why, because it pisses me off. But, you know, why wouldn't his response be something like, that certainly is crazy. Not at all a Don situation. That's all it would take.
Why wouldn't, I think the proper response is just not to even put that in there.
But you know what? He put it in there because he wanted to get my attention.
Right.
Guess what? Hey, I'm the fly that doesn't hunt eagles. I'm the eagle that doesn't hunt flies.
Right.
Whatever that saying is that Larry Lujack said to me.
The eagle doesn't hunt flies.
It doesn't apply here because I was fighting with a disc jockey and you're a guy with a website who knows my Achilles heel and I don't mind telling you. It's when you put my wife's name in there and you put crap about my wife.
Right.
So stop it. Stop it, or it's going to be dead mommy time.
It's a fair warning.
Okay?
That just sounded funny. I didn't mean to laugh, but it just sounded funny. It's going to be dead mommy time.
Right.
It just amused me.
Well, the guy, hey, he's a public figure. Ha, 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 ha. He's a public figure. Ha, ha, ha. Just like Art Bell. Ha, 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 ha. Well, hey, you know what?
You're a public figure, too.
Yeah, he is.
On the World Wide Web. And I only know about your mommy because you put it on the World Wide Web. And I know your feelings were really hurt, Dave Hughes, when I even broached this topic. So stay the freak away from my family! I'm going to come down on you, dude. And I ain't talking about on the radio. I'm talking about one day when you get out of your pussy house and get into your pussy Volkswagen and go to your pussy Starbucks. I'm going to be there, and you're going to say hello to my little friends. Thumb, finger, 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 and finger.
What does Ron Burgundy say in the
No, Mike, I'm
in
not
the bridge?
I'm not violent.
This is Jack Johnson.
I'm going to put on a puppet show for
him. Oh, very good.
Finger puppet show.
I think you'll enjoy it.
My finger puppets. This dead mommy went to market. This dead mommy went, wee, 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 wee. All the way to ass up, face down.
Face down, ass up.
Same difference. Yeah.
Same thing.
Eagle hunts flies. Same thing.
Flies on eagle.
There you go. All right. Well, that's just me having my period as usual. That's just me once again.
Hey, man, why are you so angry?
Overreacting to the guy on the website, man.
I don't blame you for being pissed off about that.
No, I mean, there's a lot of stuff on the web that I don't give a crap about. For instance, hold on. Do you wish to... yes, come on, I wish to exit that screen. Oh, god damn. There we go. Okay, like for instance, on our fan site, people are speculating about Janet, but I don't mind because, you know, they're just snooping around.
Well, that's them, and they do that, and they are fans of the show.
I looked at that afterwards. The same email said, you know, from a friend of mine, a well-meaning friend, said, have you looked at your own fan site, right? See what's going on there. And
so you on the forum?
Yeah, hold on. They're right now. Here we go. Okay. General comments.
See, I think I'm not upset by this
in the least. I can understand why people would have this discussion. Let me find this. Don's girlfriend. Okay. So, first person writes. Hello. There we go. Here we go. God, I know how idiotic this sounds.
Yeah, people know you're surfing.
Right. Yeah, with the speed of our computers also.
I want to know how Don met his girlfriend. I think her name is Janet. She has a cute voice. Then, last night, I couldn't listen to Don and Mike on Friday. What happened? Did something happen? And then, let me see. Then why is Don's name listed on IMDb and Mike is not listed? Does Mike have a different name? Next person writes, Don's on IMDb because he had a speaking role of King of Queens. I don't think Mike ever did. Next person writes, Rabe's grandfather died. Don found Jan stumbling about in his backyard, incoherent. He took her gap-tooth grinning face in, fixed her up real good, and there you go.
It's a good story.
Someone writes, it'd be cool if they put up the clips of us on YouTube. Then somebody else writes that I look like a midget in that scene. Then somebody else, how did Don and Mike get involved with King and Queens? I don't think Don ever talked about when or where he first met Janet.
Bingo!
Remember, it was shortly after the flop idea of Spring of Heroes. Then it says, somebody else writes, I thought that she knew Frida somehow or knew them both socially. That is wrong. Don was rather vague in the beginning.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. Next person, details of how Don and Janet knew each other before their first shag is going to be their secret. Otherwise, Don would have said more. I heard the shows back in January. Now, here's a serious listener.
Wow. Okay.
If you had heard the shows back in January, I believe that Janet came over to Don's castle wearing her Steelers jersey to watch a playoff game, and they ended up shagging like rabbits.
There's a good fiction writer right there.
Nice story.
Get that person a bestseller contract.
Next person writes, I remember that too. First of we heard was it when he told that story. Next person writes, I recall he said they became friends because they had both gone through a similar situation. I assumed he meant a post-Frida situation, but never elaborated on it. I did say that, but that is not the case. Next person, I'm reading too much into it, but it's said to mean perhaps she had lost someone as well. I remember during the Derek McGinty interview, Don mentioned speaking to people who had gone through similar situations. I wonder if they had met that way. It's none of my business anyway.
Hey.
That's nice to hear. I'm happy he's happy. And
that is nice.
Then it just goes on and it says, good read. Blah, blah, blah. So anyway, you know, like that stuff on our fan site.
That comes, now that definitely comes with the territory.
Yeah. I'm not in any way pissed about that. People are curious and why not? See if you can draw the distinction between and a guy who has an obvious hard on.
There's nothing there that is diminishing, the impact of your loss, which Rupert had that,
right.
When he printed that letter, which is, that is one of the things that I take issue with, is, you know, it diminishes it, and that's not right.
So why
it almost makes it really, it almost makes it seem like a fictional situation, and that's what I hate about it. When somebody writes something with that lack of awareness, mm-hmm. or I don't want to say sensitivity, because that, you know, God knows we can be insensitive.
And again, it was just in his mailbag, and that is akin to us taking a telephone call.
Right.
But the follow-up would be from us, if it was a topic that we cared about, or we knew that someone gave an S about it, we would follow it up with something a little more strong than...
Yeah, his. I mean, the two aren't related, okay?
Right.
So anyway,
idiot. Thank you.
Anyway.
It's frustrating.
And Mom, when you were laying there in the embalming fluid, there was only one piece of pie. Oh, I enjoyed eating that pie off your belly.
Yeah, baby.
Oh, it could be talking about anybody, though.
Could be anybody, and, well, and maybe, you know what, Rupert? Think of that as a preview.
Could be anybody, for goodness
sake. You kind of control that story. You control that story arc. I love it when they said that. The story arc.
Okay, let's switch the topic.
All right, I'm ready.
Thank you, everybody.
Yeah, baby.
Here we go.
Bring it on.
Week number five. Fantasy football.
And what a week it was. Undefeated team goes down in flames. I can't wait to hear all the details.
Mike, well, you might be happy for the first time this year that you won the money.
I'm not sure 100%
but I do think that last year I did not have one weekend where I won the money.
No. I've won it many times.
Did I win the money last year? You sure, John?
John says yes.
Are you coming in here?
No, yeah. Come in here. Don't do it from your crappy finger there.
Come on here.
Mike, I'm simply thrilled to have the best record in the league.
Congratulations, huh?
Tied for the best record in the league.
Here comes the flamethrower, as I like to call him.
Week number five. Here's our man, Yanni Norman.
How you feeling there, pal?
Oh, better yesterday.
And maybe some of you fantasy footballers out there, like myself, can relate to this. I'm really trying to tweak the lineup. It's a bye week. Half my guys are gone. I've got a patchwork POS lineup in there. Everything that I've seen says Pussy on Wheels, Adam Vinatieri will kick for the Colts on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
I got him in my lineup. 12:02, and I'm watching all the shows. Nobody says death.
Right.
12:02, and 12 noon is the cutoff point in our league where you can change your lineup.
Right.
12:02, they come on and they go, news from Indianapolis, where Big Pussy Adam Vinatieri, still being a big pussy, so they hired Martin Gramatica again. And it's like, I'm looking at the screen going, no!
And this happened after you put your lineup in.
Yeah. So I go running upstairs to the computer, and I notice that I'm locked out.
Oh.
I will be as honest as I can be for more than a split second. I thought about calling John and telling him that I was doing stuff with Rob's funeral,
uh-huh.
And that I couldn't change it. And then I thought, that's really bad.
Yeah. That is bad.
And then I thought,
I would have let you do it too if you put it that way.
I know. And then I thought you wouldn't believe me. And then I thought I'd have my girlfriend call you. but then I thought I'd have to tell her what was going on, and I'm sure she wouldn't do it. So by that time, I was sure I had lost. But thanks to Big Head's ineptitude to put a winning lineup out, I still managed to win the game.
Yes, you did.
Incredibly. What an upset. And my team sucked ass this week.
Way to take advantage of his death in the family this week to smite him and pounce on him heavily. That's good.
Well, I thought he was going to win.
I'm just kidding. That was just a joke.
I'm sorry, Mike, that it happened the way that it did, much as I'm sorry that you're sorry that he couldn't win the money this week when he's feeling down.
I know.
Well,
you know how our league works.
Uh-huh.
We really can't be troubled by these trivial little emotional situations.
Johnny, let's get the scores and the highlights from week number five.
All right, in week number five, Bart and listener BJ matched up. BJ got his first win, 58-51. And
wow.
I think that's more a symptom of the fact that Bart had all his players on bye this week.
Yeah, win's a win there, Johnny.
That's exactly right. Mike, our big money winner.
Thank you.
97-81 over Mr. Artiger back there in the back room.
I want to thank my coach and manager, TB.
Should I archive this for next week?
Hello. Yeah, no, I. You don't have to archive anything. If he, if he fails me next week, I'll flip.
I'll tell you about you.
You're a big winner this week, Travis. That's the way I feel.
And then Don and Rob matched up, as Don said, and he came out victorious, 68-58. And yeah, my team still sucks. Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
74-59. Let's see. The standings as of week five. Don in the dumb division, 4-1. Everybody else backed up. Bart, John, and Mike all at 2-3. In the dumber division, Joe is also 4-1. Buzz is 3-2. Rob is 2-3. And BJ, 1-4 after his first win.
All right, guys. You can find all of that on our website at donandmikewebsite.com. Just click on sports. We have our fantasy football stuff up there. And I think Yanni is doing his best to get the lineups in. Frankly, the problem with lineups is dicks like me, because I change my lineup all the time.
Yeah, you're adding and dropping players all the time.
I change it all the time. This morning I was nutty. I don't know why I'm like this. Maybe other fantasy guys are like this. I think you guys are like me. And then on Tuesday morning at 9, when you can go for free agents, there's going to be a real rush on. So at 9 o'clock, I'm sitting at the computer with Regis on, trying not to pay attention to my beloved Regis,
right,
while I'm on the computer, and I wanted to make sure that I got Deuce McAllister.
Mm-hmm.
And I also wanted to get that receiver for Chicago, Baratrum, whatever the guy's name.
Okay.
And they were both available. And it's like, I make the moves, and I go, ha, 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 suckers! Suckers, you're all suckers!
but I have no idea what I'm doing, really.
Who does?
I mean,
fantasy.
But I live for that Tuesday morning at 9 a.m., mm-hmm. scouring the waiver wire for whoever I might need.
I had a guilty pleasure over the weekend, speaking of football, that I miraculously was able to find the radio signal. I don't even remember what it was, but I was scanning around the dial. They covered the Redskins and their stellar broadcast team.
Mm-hmm.
Still going gangbusters. And Carla didn't understand why I was laughing so hard, but I was laughing like a maniac.
Why?
The post-game interview that they do, they still do that thing. Well, they go down.
Is it like being at a funeral home speaking up?
It is so funny. It's like, well, that's really... Joe Gibbs comes down, and I think the comment was something like... Well, he was really honest.
Yeah, he told you they lost.
Of course, what's he going to do? Well, I'll tell you something, Sonny. We really want to thank him for just really telling it like it is. I really appreciate that. Oh, yeah, you know, this has been a difficult time.
Yeah.
And we've got to and you're in there. It's like, God. You're broadcasting.
You've got to
come
hear
on,
this.
It's a loss.
This
so
post
what?
Game for the Washington Redskins.
They go into the locker room, and it's like they're afraid to raise their voices because there's some sort of post-loss. They're the ones that suck.
Larry, I'm here with Clinton Portis. Clinton, your shoulder got hurt today. How you feeling, son?
I'm feeling really good. We really had a bad game. I'm really feeling
well, Clinton, I want to tell you, for being on the post-game show, you won a free watch.
Yeah, thank you.
Back to you, Larry.
Well, Sonny, that was a very, very good interview, and of course, it's a tragic, horrible day. Death, dismemberment, you know.
It's a football game! And I yelled at the radio and did that one time. I said, it's a football game! Come on! It is the funniest post game, and it's like if they raise their voices, somebody's going to come over and smack them. I just love that.
Maybe they will.
And you know, when we played that, when they used to be on our radio station, that was, I still think that's one of the funniest things I've ever heard.
Okay, well, we got to hit a break here. If you're wondering, JB...
Our friend from CBS?
Yes, he did have one indeed yesterday.
had one
right in the very beginning. But we come back. Hold on. We will go to our website. Oh, plus, you know what we didn't talk about?
What?
Both Mike and I went to see that Nicholson movie over the weekend.
Yep.
And really, I think I feel more strongly about it than you do.
Yeah, obviously you do, yeah.
Loved it.
See, you're already, your point is much stronger than mine. I did not. I liked it through a certain time of the movie and then hated the ending, but I am not capable
that is
of saying
exactly
hated,
where
hated,
I
hated,
loved
hated,
it, loved 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 it.
I don't have your passion.
Said to Jill,
I'll do my best to represent my point of view.
We were leaving the theater. Said to her, I said, God damn, that was like seeing Goodfellas for the first time.
Wow. That's where we parked
on. The last 15 minutes of the movie Deception.
Yes. I mean, The Departed.
The Departed. I'm sorry. What I said.
The Departed.
The Departed.
A wonderful performance. Well, I will discuss. I want to make myself clear as to why I didn't... share your enthusiasm.
I
want to
hear this.
Over the movie.
And I'm surprised. I thought you'd...
Yeah, we usually line up with Scorsese.
You'd come in...
The reason I didn't like it is because I didn't think it was similar to the ones that I love.
Ah.
The Casinos, Raging Bull, Taxi Driver.
It was based on a...
It
was based on an Oriental movie. Did you know that?
I did. And in that I think I just found, you know what? I was not able to suspend disbelief, and I found the movie lacked credibility.
Not me. I mean, it's very rare.
And I'm going to say something you're probably really going to disagree with about that movie.
Hmm.
And it's about Jack Nicholson.
It's very rare I go to a movie and don't check my watch.
Yeah.
Like going, how long has this thing been on?
I didn't check the watch. I hung in there to the bitter end. It was not boring to me.
2+ hours. I'm telling you, the movie is a mother effer. It really is. Wow, it's good.
You like?
Wow, it's it's great.
All right,
it's great.
You're ramping up now. I'm ready. I'm ready to do battle.
I'm ready to do battle,
but I don't share your my negativity towards the movie is not matched by your enthusiasm.
Give it a number between 1 and 10.
I give it a 6.
I give it a 9.
Okay. It just. You know, it's the credibility, the ending. Man, they lost
the ending, God, the ending. Hello.
You know what?
Hello. Everybody shot in the head. Everybody shot in the head right away. It's like, boom, boom, boom. And not fake shot in the head, like real shot in the head. Like, oh, you're going to shoot me in the head? Boom. boom, shot it. They'll throw you off a building. Boom! What, you think you're still alive? Boom! Shoot you. Boom! And the last guy, boom!
God, Mike. How could you not love that?
I thought that's what ruined it for me. That's what ruined it for me.
I thought I knew you.
I'm sorry.
I thought I knew us.
We usually agree on the Scorsese movies. This one, and you know what? All right, here it comes. Jack Nicholson, not a mob guy.
Oh!
I'm sorry.
I thought I knew you. I thought I knew you.
You're right, Buzz. I thought it was a big bowl of oat cake.
I got nowhere else to go.
I thought you and I shared a love of these movies.
I believe the words that came out of my mouth upon walking out of the theater at the conclusion of the movie was,
yes,
that sucked. Wow.
Ah!
Yeah.
Oh,
wow. Yeah, I mean, I was really bummed.
All right.
Who's right? Who's wrong? This is a real departure.
Read
this
the Bible,
really,
Buzz.
This is...
I'm right.
All right.
Page 582.
This is a real departure.
God gives it 4 stars.
And I was rich. You know how often, really, how often do I see movies the night they're released?
Let me just say, Marty.
First run, I actually, you know, wanted to see it.
Marty S., if you're listening, baby, love, it's Mike.
It Marty, me. A message from me to you.
It ain't me.
The S-Man, Scorsese. Let me tell you this right now. Gangs of New York. This one. Hey, baby.
No, I give you
baby,
that.
Baby, you're losing your edge.
No. Gangs of New York sucked ass.
Yeah.
This one, please. Last 5 minutes. Boom, 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 boom.
Bad performance.
Head blown off. Head blown off. Spitting out blood, like a fountain, like a fountain. Here's Mike O'Mara.
I don't like The Sopranos because there's not enough gratuitous violence.
Yeah, you're right.
The last 10 minutes of that movie, are you kidding me?
I like my violence credible.
Only one guy ends up alive.
Casino. When the guys are out on the cornfield getting hit with the bats, that's the kind of violence that's so like, real. It's so credible.
There has not been a movie like Casino since Casino.
I know, and I wanted another Casino. I didn't get it.
This is not Casino, but this is a great movie. Man, if you like guys getting shot in the head,
you'll love this movie. I will back you up on that.
I mean, and guys who deserve it. What I mean?
No.
Yes.
Wrong.
Yes.
Everybody that got shot in that movie deserved it. Two guys didn't deserve it.
Are you talking about the good guys?
Huh?
Are you talking about the good guys?
Well, the good guys.
I didn't like those actors. Are you talking about Leonardo DiCaprio? I hate that faggot.
Yes,
I'm glad he got...
Oh, I'm glad... A ray of sunshine. It's just hit me like a bolt of lightning. Now I know.
I'm glad...
You hate Leonardo DiCaprio.
No, he was...
We're giving away the end. Hey, we should preface this.
Who cares?
You haven't seen the movie yet, and you don't want to turn
he was...
Down.
No, we're going
to
break the commercial. Leonardo DiCaprio was great in this movie.
He was... The performance was great.
He was phenomenal.
No, yeah. And I will say that...
But I loved it when he got shot in the head, too.
I hated that.
I loved it.
I hated
that. Oh, LOL. R-O-F-L.
We got a break. We'll be right back.
Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
Hey, we have to figure something out. All right. Well, I know what I got to do. We're in a 200-foot aluminum tube, and we're 30,000 feet in the air. And any one of those slimy little pieces of shit can trip a circuit or a relay or hydraulic, and this bird goes down faster than a tie hooker. So my job is to keep LAX informed on how totally screwed we are, and then find some way to keep this mother in the sky another 2 hours. Figure that out.
Get ready for some hot fun. Wednesday, October 18th, the Don and Mike Reno-style show returns to Hooters of Rockville, 1471 Rockville Drive. Come enjoy the scenery as you feast your eyes on the tempting, beautiful, voluptuous figure of the entire Don and Mike crew. Delicious Don, mouth-watering Mike, bodacious Bud, red-hot Rob, and John and Joe, your joy boy. The fun starts at 8 p.m., so come out and revel in their sexiness. Oh, yeah, and the Hooters girls are pretty, too. Don and Mike at Hooters of Rockville. We'll see you there, baby. Buzz Burbank is certified clean. Medical documentation on file. Thank you.
The Don and Mike Show.
Well, I was a disc jockey at the number 2 radio station in a 2-station town, and a competition was fierce. And we used to do a lot of wild promotional gimmicks, trying to get the ratings up. Anyway, this one day I finished my show.
Well, gang, that's it.
it for today's edition of Pepe's Platter Party and Robbie's Roost. So plug up your ears till tomorrow at 2, because there's nothing worth hearing till I come back to you. And remember... they're playing our song.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Stay tuned now, folks, for the Edward E. Edwards Show, coming to you over WOFF, the station with...
your belly aching and enjoy the Don and Mike Show.
Yeah. Hey. Quit your belly aching.
Yeah, baby.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yes. Actually, I wanted to talk with the guys about best death scenes for really annoying actors.
Death scenes for really annoying actors?
Yeah, like, they're talking about, like, Leonardo DiCaprio getting shot.
Please, friend, reset. It's us. We picked up the phone.
You're speaking to us right now.
Yeah. Hello. I'm sorry.
Yes, now you've flued in.
Hi there.
Yeah, well, you're talking about, like, Leonardo getting shot in the head and how much you personally enjoyed that.
Yes.
And, you know, in my mind, part of watching some movies is actually seeing actors or actresses that I really dislike dying in really pretty horrible ways.
Ah. All right, Mr. Gacy, well, that's your opinion.
Are there any favorites you have? Any favorite scenes?
Yeah, I got three that I think are pretty good.
Okay.
John Wayne?
Halle Berry getting decapitated in Scream 2.
Ouch. All right.
Or who doesn't have Halle Berry?
You don't like Halle Berry?
Not particularly, no.
Wow. All right.
Who else, J.W. Gacy?
Macaulay Culkin in The Good Son getting dropped off the cliff.
Yep, and who else?
And just for you guys, Robin Williams in Insomnia taking the shotgun to the chest.
All right, bye-bye.
Good choice.
See you later.
Bye-bye. Wow.
Keep that meth lab going.
You know, it's funny. You could do a whole show on film murders, like guys getting wasted in films and your favorite ones, right. You know, for a variety of reasons. Either you like it, you don't like the actor, but I'm thinking just... because you like the scene itself.
That would be very simple. James Caan, Godfather, Toll Plaza.
You know, I think if you did ultimate death scenes, that would be probably in film.
Off the top of my head.
That is a pretty good off the top because it is one of the all-time greats.
I mean,
you know, where he's in...
Rat-a-tat-tat.
And then the kick in the head at the end.
Yeah.
You know, that coup de grace.
Rat-a-tat-tat-tat-tat. Hello.
Don and Mike
Show.
Don
and Mike, good evening from Pennsylvania.
Hi there.
Hi, on this last commercial break, the radio station up here played an advertisement for Law & Order SVU tonight, and the announcer said, with a stunning performance by Jerry Lewis. I wonder if you heard of
it. I know we've been waiting. Let's welcome Mr. 2 hours ago.
2 hours ago.
He's here.
You've won a tray of meat. We talked about this 2 hours ago.
Mr. 2 hours ago.
We have alerted our listeners to the fact that Jerry Lewis...
He hung up already.
...will be on SVU. Or SUV, as I like to call it.
A homeless guy. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike, this is Harden. Kick ass, man.
Oh, agreed. I liked it.
Best movie I saw in a long time. Might it be a little bit of Pulp Fiction and kind of a Casino mix.
Wow.
Yeah. All right. Gosh, let me see.
Well, I got to disagree with you. I didn't find the movie to be as entertaining as you did.
The guy hung up. The movie
seems to be a pattern.
The Departed.
We're doing this now. Are we doing this?
Johnny, where's that 60 seconds thing? Give me that.
We're each going to get 60.
Yeah.
All right. Fair enough.
Although, really, you kind of already know where I'm coming
point
from.
Point counterpoint.
But I do have some thoughts.
You might
about
know where I'm coming from, but maybe not. I wasn't. I didn't argue the point with passion because I'm not as passionate about my dislike as you are about your like.
Do you want to go first or second?
I'm going to go first.
Okay. The Departed.
The Departed by Mike O'Mara. Let me tell you that I really was looking forward to this movie more than any movie this year. And that is not an understatement. I am really, I was so excited about this movie coming to the theaters. Here's where the movie lost me. I was riveted to this movie right up until the roof scene at the end. And then the ending absolutely killed me. Because I thought that they did a few things that lacked credibility. And when you get that many people wasted in that short a period of time, in a very unbelievable way, that's what took away the movie, the entertainment value of the movie. The other thing, I did not find Jack Nicholson to be credible as a Boston gangster. I thought he was, I was looking at Jack Nicholson, I wasn't looking at the character. Now, Jack Nicholson has done phenomenal stuff before. This just was not a movie where I thought he was anything but being Jack. And all the other performances I was happy with. But the movie overall, as far as Scorsese, didn't like it.
Coming from a man coming from a man who cried at Rudy.
Now, I did not resort, and incidentally resort when my time was not used to a personal attack.
Maybe you should have.
I did not
want
do
to
that.
Toss one my way. Go ahead.
I'm trying to think of a crappy movie that I can give you.
Good luck.
Wow. I'm trying to go through the Martin Chronicles.
Listen, I only stand behind, like, the jerk.
Right. Yeah.
As far as Steve Martin goes.
All right.
Okay. This movie, by me. Mike is so wrong. Let me just tell you, if you go see this movie, and you're a guy, and you've been waiting for the next Goodfellas, it's not Goodfellas. But like the guy said, it's also kind of Pulp Fiction-y. And unlike Mike, I am able to suspend disbelief. I found the plot to be really intriguing, with a lot of left turns that maybe I'm stupid, but I didn't see coming. And the last 15 minutes of the movie, the part that Mike dislikes the most, was where, for me, the payoff really was. Because, like I said, it's like one after another, like dominoes. Boom! Boom, 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 boom. Good guys win, bad guys lose. Marky Mark out, movie over. Best movie I have seen. First movie I've walked out of since Something About Mary, where I said, Jesus Christ, that is a great, great friggin' movie.
You liked it.
I did.
And until next time, we will simply have to agree to disagree.
That's Dan Reeves, former coach.
I'm Joe Gibbs.
Broncos.
How's your heart, Dan?
Tell you what, Joe.
Yeah.
Got going yesterday looking at the big, meaty biceps and buttocks of Mr. T.O. Terrell Owens and the highlights from Sunday.
Can I tell you something, Dan?
Yes, Joe.
It ain't been all smooth sailing since I came back from my NASCAR hiatus to coach the Washington Redskins.
Joe, you're looking a little bit like Don Imus.
I'm feeling that way, too. I feel like I got one lung, and I sure wish we could get on some kind of winning streak.
Hey, you want to talk to a bunch of people who are mad at us?
Yes.
Really?
What, for talking about the movie?
For ruining the movie.
We did not.
We ruined the movie.
We didn't.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Oh, come on, you're goofy.
We didn't do that.
Thanks a lot. All ready to go see the movie tonight.
Even when Don's talking about the end of the movie, he doesn't give it away.
He tells us everybody gets shot in the head.
Yeah, excuse me, how did you think the movie ended? Did you think they were all having, that they were having a picnic in a field of daisies?
I thought they would all run away and sing.
Incidentally, everybody doesn't get shot in the head.
All the key players, you tell us, get shot in the head.
Okay, now hold on a second.
That's not true
either. You're going to force my hand. Do I have to tell you about the great guy that's thrown off the roof?
Oh, well, now it's even better. Wow.
You'll still be able to enjoy it.
You're like, you won't see it coming.
You don't see it coming?
Until you see him coming over the roof.
But you're not missing anything if you don't go see it, so don't worry about it.
No, you're missing the opportunity of a lifetime, my friend.
Is there anything?
And like, listen, hold on a second. When you go to a Superman movie, don't you know he's Clark? Hold on. Don't you know he's Clark Kent?
No, he is not.
Don't you know he'll survive?
You know, if you won't take my Superman argument seriously, we simply cannot discuss you.
Pointless.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike, I don't give a rat's ass about the movie anyways. Because I don't watch them anyways. I just watch them on video. I was just wondering if you saw JB, or you heard JB yesterday mention your name. You said he mentioned Indeed?
Yeah, I did hear him say Indeed. I didn't hear our name.
Did he say he mentioned us?
He said, sorry about that, Mike. Real quick, I mean.
Oh, he's gone. Yeah. I didn't hear it.
Wish we got it. Hey, is JB part owner of the Nationals?
Yes.
Hey,
I didn't know that until I read the paper the over cool. the weekend.
Like a small percentage, yeah.
I was reading that expose on the Lerner family.
Hi, how are you?
I understand that some of the negotiations have been a bit prickly.
Hello. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Hey, I would just like to say about the caller, about four callers ago, who said he liked all the stars getting shot or killed in movies. He must go to the Rob Spiewak School of Film, because that was Jada Pinkett Smith in Scream 2, not Halle Berry.
Oh, wow. Thank you for the correction. That's
all
a good correction.
You. One of the directors. Thank you very much. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, what's up, Don and Mike?
Hey, buddy.
Yeah, I just saw The Departed. It was awesome. I totally agree with you, Don. I just wanted to point out to Mike, I think maybe he missed the point. I hate to say that.
But that's all right. I'm listening.
Okay. In the movie, there's in the scene that they use in the commercials, even that Jack Nicholson says, there's a time when, you know, they had a rat amongst them that they would just kill everybody. That's the ending. Everyone gets killed. That's why it all makes sense at the end.
Yeah, I think you're a moron.
Hey, this guy's a genius, Mike. Anyway. Thank you. Thank you, Einstein.
It's my only rebuttal.
See you later.
You didn't get it.
No, actually, the reason I said I think you're a moron is because I was too lazy to debate.
Here is what I must bring to your attention. Hold on. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Yeah,
my God, that may be the deepest breath before someone's spoken on this show.
World class mouth breather, right?
Yeah.
What can we do for you?
John Norman's laughing at you.
I was just really impressed with Leonardo DiCaprio. I'm not a big fan or anything of his, but I was really impressed with him in that movie.
I was too, and I'm serious about that. I really was too. I thought he was phenomenal in it.
Yeah, and the movie kept me riveted in my seat. I was, you know, I didn't want to get up out of the seat for a second. I thought the plot line was good.
Well, you can hear my most of the intellectuals in America agree with me.
I enjoyed the movie almost up to the very end.
That's surprising.
See, I hated the ending.
That's a Michael Mann ending if I've ever seen
it. Endings are the whole thing for me with movies. That's really how
for my money, no matter what the movie is, if it ends like that, if you've got mail ended like that,
now there's a movie.
I'd watch it. And can you imagine the end?
Where Meg Ryan and Tom Hanks both catch one in the head?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Dave Chappelle. this bulletin, this breaking glass, indicates breaking news.
That's right.
Bulletin just put out and posted on the door to the studio. Peyton Manning available for a top-ranked wide receiver.
Right.
Serious offers only.
That's right.
C-Buzz.
Mm-hmm. Mike is out of his chair. Headphones are off.
I gotta go, Don.
He's gotta go.
Who are your quarterbacks?
All right, I'm talking about
Mark Bulger
and what the hell is his name?
Who's your wideout?
Super Bowl.
Who are your wideouts?
I don't know. Travis, call Buzz now. We do need Peyton Manning.
Travis is in North Carolina.
What's he doing there?
I don't know.
How do you know he's there?
I talked to him.
All right.
He's going to North Carolina. Doesn't he run our...
Buzz has got Peyton Manning up for grabs right now in our fantasy league.
I want him. Nobody else is jumping at that.
Hello, Donna, Mike show.
Maybe I'm being foolish.
Hey, I guess next you guys are going to tell us that the boat sinks in Titanic, aren't you?
It does.
That would be giving it away, wouldn't it?
And Leonard DiCaprio dies.
But he does not get shot in the head. It's too bad.
Gets lead in the head.
Hello, Donna, Mike show.
Hey, Don, did you see Hugh Hefner introduce Monday Night Football last night?
Yeah, you know, I think of...
Can I say something first?
Yeah.
Tell me he's not morphing into Mr. Burns.
He is. And also, I tried to get a much better look at that no-star band that does the Are You Ready for Some Football
song. Right.
With Little Steven with his schmuck on it.
Yeah. But there were other people. Oh, man. Damn it. Mm. There are other... less notables, and they're so less notable.
Are you ready for some football?
But I couldn't even remember last. I was trying to look at their all-star band.
I have a flat screen at the Grotto.
Now, what the hell does he have to do with the game? It starts with him walking down a street wearing a whatever.
Is he wearing his pajamas?
PJs in a robe.
Right.
He just picks up a helmet and says, are you ready for some football?
everything is baby boomers now. Anything that baby boomers identify with.
Something really ought to be done about Hef's hair. Because Hef has the old man hair. And you know how that playmate came on the show and talked about the fact that he likes to do it with baby oil? I think that hair is full of baby oil. That's how greasy it looks.
And Tony Kornheiser did not live up to what he promised. He was not sour. He was not cynical last night. He was ass-kissy last night.
They're not even a factor anymore. I don't even care about him.
Ah, pox on you. Please get out of here.
Nice overcoat, Tony.
Come on, Tony.
Nice overcoat.
Be the dick you are on PTI. Although, even when I saw him on PTI yesterday...
Has he mellowed on PTI, too?
Here's the thing. Tony Kornheiser is not a handsome man. I like watching him on TV.
We're going to have another disagreement.
I like watching him on TV where they don't have him dressed up, where it looks like he's wearing clothes that he maybe bought on an allowance he has from ESPN. Like he went to the company or something.
Right.
You know, he went to Macy's and bought a suit.
He's got a whole closet full of Van Heusen.
He's out in Denver yesterday. They're doing the show, PTI, they're doing the show from the stadium.
Right.
Mike Wilbon has got on a North Face jacket, you know, like a normal guy would have. Tony Kornheiser has a Tom Cruise aviation-type jacket, like a bomber jacket. And, for some reason, a baseball hat that says whatever spa on it. And looking at him going, what happened to the schleppy guy that I used to like reading in the newspaper?
He's gone Hollywood.
That's right.
Watched the game last night. P.U.
He's gone Holly weird.
Jesus Christ.
And the drama never materialized. The T.O. drama never materialized.
No, and Tony...
I mean, not the T.O. It's the guy was not the T.O.
Tony was not a jerk, and I'm looking for him to be a jerk on Monday Night Football. And when I watched the Fox show on Sunday, the Fox football show, to see Frank Caliendo's piece, I did notice that they had a very big promotional thing. Jillian Barbary is coming back.
Hello!
Hey,
and they had a nice promo with her. Did you see her?
Yes, I did.
She had the twins out to play.
She sure did.
Very, very delightful.
She's sure enough did.
Looking forward to seeing her.
Well, that's what they need to fix that show.
Her overpainted face,
her
but
teeth.
I love it.
Mm. Her big chewed on cow teeth.
Hello, baby.
Her silicone bags.
Well, just be careful out there.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, did you guys watch the Fox channel? With they gave you a little shout out. JB did about the
man. I wish we. I hope we get a hold of it.
I got to say hi to Mr. 5 minutes ago.
Yeah,
before we had Mr. 2 hours ago.
Yeah, 5 minutes not as egregious as 2 hours ago, but still, you're
five
living in the past,
ago.
Man.
Thank you.
My goal is to improve.
Very good. Good luck.
Thank you.
An admirable goal.
My goal is to improve.
We got a break. When we come back, you know, the very first time that we ever started talking like that,
right?
Was when we had a guy on the show. The Pumpkin Picasso.
Right, exactly.
Picasso. Well, we don't have him back.
Oh.
We don't. Thank goodness. But we have some other guy who's grown, I don't know. John, what is it? What is the setup on this thing?
He's got himself a huge pumpkin.
How big is that pumpkin?
You know, I don't know. I
have it here, 1,502 pounds.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness. Well, they found that out at the Saturday weigh-off. It's heavier than the current Guinness World Record holder at 1,469 pounds.
I'm Al Nipple.
I'm Victor Aina.
And we
can do it again.
Yes.
Very good.
We can.
Fantastic.
We can measure all the little anuses and all the little nipples out there listening. And get ready for our spooktacular.
Oh, boy, there's nothing I like better. That crisp feel of the air and the pumpkins, the leaves. I love the whole thing.
I got a pumpkin. You don't say.
Fantastic. How about a nice slice of pumpkin pie with a little whipped cream on it?
It's not something.
Super duper, the world's largest pumpkin.
I'll be goddiddly am.
A whole family could live in the dang thing.
Went to the movies this weekend. Gotta tell you, Ma Nipple and I did not care for the violence in that Jack Nicholson movie.
I'll tell you something, the Anus family went to see it too, and we loved it.
And I can tell you, that's why we went again to the multiplex to see the movie we all agree on. Harvey! Robin Williams.
Is there anything quite as funny as when he's sitting on the front of that thing trying to hold on to the windshield wipers?
That really is Dana's. This is Damon, Jack Daniels.
I'll be first in line to see that one where he's president. Exciting.
So we'll talk to some guy who has a 1,500-pound pumpkin.
Well, good. Riding in the back of the presidential limo with a George Washington costume. Now that, to me, spells funny.
Hard to believe we're pulling this material off without Rob here today. We will be right back.
Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
The difference between a Bronco and an Explorer, you gonna
You gonna debate this with me?
Broncos are they're noted for their durability. It was good for me. Got me out of harm's way.
Just sit.
Okay, I'll sit in it.
Just sit in.
I mean, even there was a dead body in it.
Yeah, well, hopefully there's no bodies in this thing. I actually drove this car once, and some cop shot at me that the engine is impeccable. And I can guarantee you the car has escapability. I mean, if you ever get into some trouble and you got to get away, it has escapability.
It's a terrible car.
What is a terrible car? Man, it's a Bronco. It has escapability. That's the main thing. And I know it. Boy, Al Collins is driving this thing. And if we wanted to get away, it was easier to get away. A car that I personally made famous. And tires are worth more than $400.
You know what? If it's yours, I'll buy it for you.
Hey, we got a sale. Come on out here, guys. You see that truck?
Yeah.
There's a camera right in that truck. You've just been juiced.
Who he? Who he?
The Don and Mike Show.
Exactly.
Who he?
OJ.
Woo! Look out! Look out!
Goddamn right, look out. You know what OJ says all the time?
Are you thinking you might want to have sex with me?
I'll give a
damn. Be a love and listen to the Don and Mike Show.
You're goddamn Jesus! Shut up!
Who he?
Fancy dicks you got here.
Say a pair, dipper. It's that season, Halloween pumpkin time. This is Al Nipple.
And I'm Victor Anus.
Good afternoon, Nipple with Anus Show. That's 22 past the big hour. Hey, it's the 10th of October, and that means 21 days
till the big night.
Spooktacular.
Who doesn't like All Hallows Eve?
I won't forget once again, right here at the KRAP Studios, we're going to have our gigantic X-ray machine where you can bring your candies and your fruits and your popcorn balls out.
Yeah, because you know, every now and then there's a sicko out there, a whack job, one of those many whack jobs they have out there. You know, they'll slip something into the products, and I think that's inexcusable, but we'll X-ray it, are you?
And last year there was some controversy with our very own geriatric, who is no longer with us, Jerry. A good friend of the show.
Wonderful, wonderful man.
Found out he was putting razor blades inside big red apples.
Oh. Well, I mean to tell you, his employment at KRAP was terminated immediately, and I'll tell you, we gave him a good tongue lashing. And he deserved every bit of it, and I hope he's thinking about that every single day.
He's in apple rehab right now, but we wish geriatric nothing but the very best.
And we urge all the kiddies and moms and dads out there, please be careful of the produce. If somebody's handing out the produce or a popcorn ball, you might want to be really aware that they could slip something nasty in there. We don't want anybody to get hurt.
I was talking to Mom Dibble the other night.
How is she?
She's great, thanks.
Super.
How's Mrs. Anus?
Mrs. Anus couldn't be better, fit as a fiddle.
Well, as you know, Nancy Nipple, and my wife, Nan Nipple, have gotten all the little nipples off the band. Such a great bunch of nipples.
They're great. I talk to Anita about it all the time, and she just loves the Nipple family.
Your wife, Anita. Yeah, so Nan Nipple got all of our little ones. Yeah, you know, let me see, guys. Let me see. There's Ned, and of course, there's Nathan, and then, of course, there's Newt. And then, of course, there's Nancy, and then there's the other Nancy, and
boy, I'm so jealous and envious of you and your family. I've only got the two kids, Pugsley and Wednesday.
Anyway, she got all five nipples down for the night. She came in, sat down with me, and sat down, and she said, "Hey, you know, All Hallows Eve is coming right up.
Sure is, just around the corner."
Al, and she said, "Look at that guy on the cable." And we're watching Channel 31.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful program.
Good one on your cable. And a guy who has, get this now, a pumpkin that weighed 1,500 pounds.
Oh. You know, I saw this statistic.
Unbelievable.
I could not believe how the pumpkin's weight in and of itself just completely doesn't smash itself. I mean, it's massive. My God, how do they move it around?
I said to my wife, I said, one of those seeds might be as big as one of our little nipples.
Probably like 4 or 5 feet tall.
And I said to her, I said, can you imagine what's going on in the Anus home right now? I don't know. She picked up the phone.
She knew we were looking at the same story because we're Channel 31 watchers also.
She called your wife.
Yes, Anita Anus was answering the phone and had a great chat with your lovely wife, Mrs. Nipple. And,
Nan Nipple.
Nan Nipple's a good lady. She's good people. Salt of the earth is what she is, as she is.
I don't forget the Halloween spooktacular.
Oh, boy. Now, listen, a lot of people do these haunted houses, and they're kind of traumatic for the youngsters and for the little ones, but we don't do that at all. We have fluorescent lighting. Everything's very bright, and we have a lot of fluorescent paint, and, you know, there's some little ghosties, but they're all very innocent, and nothing that's going to traumatize a young man or woman.
Now, the only thing that I saw that I just want to warn you about before we call this guy with a pumpkin was, apparently, one of the most popular characters today is, and I wouldn't know, because, as you know, in the Nipple household,
yes.
We are not Amish, but I don't see the need to have TV and radio raise my little nipples.
No, no need at all. You got to be there. Be there for the kids. That's the most important thing.
Well, when they go to the pre-K, well, you see this Dora the Explorer. And I said to them, hey, kids, how about if Dad Nipple makes you a Dora the Explorer suit, but guess what? Her guts are coming out, her intestines, and all of her working organs are coming out of the front of her blouse because it's Halloween. The little nipples went crazy.
It's what Halloween's all about. Now, listen, when you come to the spectacular, here's just a little tip. We're going to have a memorial fun set up for the tragedy that happened last year, little Joey Artinger, when he had that terrible drowning due to the bobbing for apples just getting a little out of hand. You just drop it off. It'll be a bucket decorated with a little jack-o'-lantern on the outside. Put a dollar or two in there for the Artinger family and the Joey Artinger Memorial Fund. We'd appreciate it.
Now, the little nipples, little red nipples, said to me, Daddy, I'm scared of the things coming out of Dora the Explorer. And I said, first off, that is what's wrong with television.
It's terrible, isn't it?
I said, and second, you know why we have Halloween? Why God invented Halloween? So you could have Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Sure.
And so that we can scare the bejesus out of all of our neighbors.
Isn't that exciting? Now, you're going to still set up on your front lawn like you did last year?
Oh, I am. And I got news for you.
You and your lovely wife going to be the witch and warlock again?
And this year, we're using rubber bullets. We're not using blanks. We're using rubber bullets. If you come by, 15 Big Nipple Drive.
That ought to leave a welt. You are sure fun with a firearm.
What's happening at the Anus household?
The Anuses are going to do the fantastic Halloween light show. Yes, right. You know, people think that lights are only for Christmas time, but we've actually strung all our bushes, the Anus bushes that we've put out in front of the house with tiny little jack-o'-lantern light bulbs. And it's festive, and of course you can come in for a little taste of cider. We make our own cider. Both the Anus kids are downstairs in the basement crushing up those apples, and then we filter it through tennis rackets that we've got in the basement, and we serve our own Anus cider to anybody that wants to come by, and it's always very, very popular. And of course we color all of our marshmallows orange for the season, and we got a very special way of doing that in the Anus house. You've never seen an orange marshmallow. There's only one surefire way to get that real orange color. And, of course, it's a secret. It's a family secret.
You know how competitive we are. Last year when Nan wanted to come out with nipple juice, I said, great idea, honey.
Sure.
But where are we going to get the juice? And she said, well, if the Amoses can do it, the nipples can do it.
Right. Congratulations. And I know it's going to be a great, great time, a great season, and a wonderful time of year. Just climatically, it's just beautiful with
it's
that.
The beginning of the holiday season.
It surely is.
Makes you think of Santa Claus and the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Isn't that a wonderful thing? It's great. The holidays start with Halloween, and they go all the way through to MLK Day. And we couldn't be more proud.
MLK Day. I'm not aware of that holiday.
It's Martin Luther King's birthday. Right. Remember, we
Who
had the discussion.
He?
Now, listen, you're going to get us in trouble again.
Who is he?
You were told by station management to study up on that holiday.
I've seen the highway.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I don't know who he is, though.
Well,
I'll tell you this.
And don't pay attention to that boulevard.
I've been to many, many cities in the United States of America.
Sure.
And I found that whenever I'm in a big city and I want to score drugs, I go to Martin Luther King Boulevard.
Do you really?
I can always find what I need.
I had no idea you were scarring drugs.
Uppers, dappers.
How long has Al Nipple been a drug addict? This is you're enlightening me. Oh, you're joshing me and pulling my tail.
I'm kidding you.
You're pulling my tail.
I take an aspirin every day.
Yeah, it's a therapeutic aspirin.
And of course, MLK, we shall overcome.
Amen.
Of course, I know Martin Luther King and his brother, Larry,
Larry King. Not to mention that Larry L. King. And the King Sisters.
Are we going to call a pumpkin guy?
Yes, we're going to call now. We're calling Rhode Island. I think it's a Rhode Island pumpkin. Despite heavy rains that stunned pumpkin growth, stunted rather, a Rhode Island farmer has set what could be a new record for the largest pumpkin in the world.
Now, this is not the pumpkin, but Picasso, right?
No, this is just a giant pumpkin, 1,502 pounds.
Hello, is this Rod?
This is Ron.
Rod, good afternoon.
How are you, Rod?
I'm Al Nibble.
And I'm Victor Anus. Thanks so much for coming on the show.
Bing bong! 21 past the hour with Nibble and Anus. Two for the road, driving you home and driving you crazy. How about that fantastic pumpkin, Charlie Brown?
How in the world did you get to grow one so big there, Rod?
That's bigger than one of Roseanne's tumors.
That's amazing. How did it all happen?
Well, how did it all happen? Well, we started the seed in late April, put it in the ground the first part of May.
Late April is usually the sign for planting, isn't it, in most farm countries? I mean, that's the way you do it. That's when you sow the seeds, isn't it? Late April, early May, you really don't want to go much before or much after that. Am I right about that, Ron?
You're correct on that.
Thanks so much.
Why do you think it is that the pumpkins get so big?
Well, it's the genetics of the seed. This seed has the capability to produce world-record pumpkins.
Speaking of seeds, I was tested just last week for my seed, if you know what I mean, because we're having a little trouble. My anus wants to have another little one, just one little one before we proceed, and I'm having a little trouble with that, so I actually went in and got that analysis done where the stainless steel cup and the whole thing, and it was quite an ordeal for me. I'll have the results next Tuesday.
You should do what I did.
I hope you make out okay with that.
Thanks so much. I appreciate that, Ron.
What I did with my wife, Nan Nibble, wanted to have the fifth member of the Nibble family.
Yeah, boy, like you need another kid.
And I found out that, you know, Mr. Handy, he won't go to the top floor. He won't go to the top floor anymore. And I tried the pills. And finally,
little blue ones that we talk about occasionally?
I don't mean to embarrass you.
I know.
Finally, I said, you know who can take care of you? Who's my best buddy?
Thanks so much.
Nick Anus.
Otherwise known as Fluffer.
He's the impregnator.
But of course, we digress. It was a pleasure to have sex with your wife, and I do hope that the next nipple that comes out is looks a little bit like her and not like me. That could be mighty embarrassing.
Rod, tell me, I on the Sky Time for 3 past the hour. I'm Al Nibble.
And I'm Victor Aitis talking with Ron. Ron Wallace is the grower of a 1,500-pound pumpkin.
Big pumpkin.
My God, how do you...
Wow.
How do you fit that on the
thing? How much does that thing weigh?
That's incredible. How much does it weigh?
How big is that thing?
That's what I tell the girls. I got the biggest one in town now.
There you go.
Now you're talking about your
baby. Baby, that's how I roll. Big.
That's how I roll. Speaking of rolling, how do you move the cotton picking thing around? It's 1,500 pounds.
Well, I call my father the human tripod. So what we actually do is we build a tripod and we harness it with straps and a ring.
Boy, this sounds like dirty sex talk. Is what it sounds like.
And we hand pollinate too. So yeah, it's a lot of stuff.
Hey, Django.
Hand pollination. That sounds like a hell of a weekend to me.
Django.
Wow.
Are you talking about your penis?
No.
Were you talking about your penis a moment ago?
No, we're talking about that's how you pollinate the flowers. You hand pollinate them. We do selective breeding.
You do hand pollination. Now listen, I want you to know this is a family show, but why don't you walk us through that hand pollination thing? How does that work?
We know how that works.
When the female opens up early in the morning.
Oh, my. Hello, you're getting me excited now, Ron Wallace.
She'll be east to west, wide open like yesterday's news, and then you take the male flower, okay?
You know what? Yeah. You talk like one of those mobbed up gangsters on The Sopranos.
Well,
yeah,
that's a Rhode Island accent.
Oh, you got a Rhode Island accent, huh?
So, you know, what you do is you take that male flower and you stick it around the ovaries and rub gently. Mm. Sometimes we use multiple flowers.
Do you play any romantic music while you're doing that, Rhode Island?
Sometimes it's a 2-3-on-1. And,
a 3-on-1.
You ever eat the pumpkin?
Yeah, make sure you get enough pollen in there, and that's it. And what we do is we bag her up afterwards. You tie up the flower.
Boy, you got bondage, you got three ways, you got everything going on this thing.
We put a bag in her head, we do everything.
Ron, what are you going to do with the cotton picking pumpkin when you get it all, measured, weighed, photographed? I mean, are you going to, obviously you can't carve it, you got to do something with it. Well, what are you going to do with it? Are you going to shellac it and just keep it forever?
35 past the hour.
Guinness Book's coming to verify it, so it's got to stay till then. It's probably headed to the Martha Stewart show next week.
Oh, my God. They strap it down into a flatbed truck and, like, drive it all over?
That's what we have to do.
Martha Stewart, I want to tell you something. My wife, Nancy Nipple, I've been married. She's the sweetest of all the nipples.
I've been married to her for 48 years. I love Nan.
The other night, she said to me, she said, "Go ahead." I really love Nan. She said, smell. And I said, keep in mind, I've not been there for many, many years.
You don't do that type of thing. It's not one of your favorite activities.
She said, Martha Stewart had a segment on her show about, can I say this? Feminine odor.
Did she really now?
I didn't know she suffered from feminine odor.
I have no idea. Well, she wears a lot of khaki pants.
My wife said that she smelled like a bad pumpkin.
My goodness, is that what she said?
She did.
Do pumpkins smell bad after a while there, Ron Wallace?
If a pumpkin rots, it smells like the worst stink you've ever
smelled. That's what my wife said Martha Stewart smelled like, and Martha Stewart told her how to clean herself.
That's amazing. What was the secret? Was it any kind of spray or soaking?
No.
Perfumes don't always work.
My wife had never heard of this. Apparently, it's something over here at a special store. It's called, I wrote it down, give me just a second. Oh, it's called Ivory Soap.
Ivory Soap.
That's all it takes. The doctor said, rub vigorously, and she wouldn't smell like a rotten pumpkin.
Did it work for her?
It did.
No more rotten pumpkin in the nipple household.
Are we going to have to load up the VW now and drive over the border to Canada to get this miracle drug, this Ivory Soap?
Listen, you're listening to the fabulous Super the Road Show. I'm not Al Nipple. I'm Victor Anus.
I'm Al Nipple.
Thank you.
Bing bong, 37. Past the big hour. Gosh, I see by the clock on the wall that our time is just about out.
This has been fascinating chatting with this pumpkin grower.
Well, next time we want to thank you for your time. And don't forget, all time in the world cannot turn back the hands of time. So remember, time, T-I-M-E, there's no E-N-T. Oh, wait, hold on, there is.
Yeah, of course there is. Ron Wallace, a super slice of heaven just chatting with you.
Happy holidays.
This is one of the best days of my life chatting with you guys.
Thank you all.
Happy holidays.
That's way too nice, and we hope you have a great holiday season and eat yourself lots of that delicious pumpkin pie. I'm sure there'll be no shortage in the Wallace household.
There won't be. All right, boys.
All right, thank you very
much. Thanks so much. We appreciate it.
Hey, it's always nice talking to a great an original WAP, I believe, is what the fellas call him. He's 100%, 100% Italian.
I don't think he's Italian. His name is Wallace.
Yes, he is.
Ah, you're Italian?
Yes.
Attaboy, Ron.
Yeah.
Thanks so much.
All right.
And he's involved in organized crime.
And remember, Ron, be happy, make somebody else.
Touch your hand, make a friend.
Well, let a smile be.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, unfortunately, we seem to have lost the connection. Before I got a chance to tell him to let a smile be your handshake.
Until next time, I'm Al Nipple.
And I'm Victor Anus.
And we love doing this.
Thanks so much. That's even more fun than Larry King.
He likes it too.
Sure is.
We got to bring these guys back more often. These are the perfect guys to do a jive interview.
No question.
You got a big pumpkin.
Man, 1,502 pounds.
Heavy, right?
So, pumpkin, rotten pumpkin. I'll tell you, you smell bad.
Angie Dickinson.
Man, it was terrible.
Big Bad Mama.
Used to call her Rotten Pumpkin.
Whoa. Whoa! Go. Okay, hey, we gotta do this.
It's commercial time, and of course we are coming back because that's our job.
Gotta pay the light bill.
That's the necessity of the whole thing.
BRB. Be right back. LOL, love it.
Number 4, Arbitron Rated. The Don and Mike Show.
Stan, you're pretty funny as a DJ, and, well, comedy is a kind of hobby of mine. Well, actually, it's a little more than just a hobby. Reader's Digest is considering publishing 2 of my jokes.
Really?
Yeah. And perhaps some night we could maybe get together and swap humorous stories. Yeah. For fun.
Oh, why not? Maybe play a couple of Tennessee Ernie Ford records. That'd be a hoot.
That's a joke, right?
The Don and Mike Show. The power of Christ compels them. Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
Hey.
Cut the jibba jabba.
All right, here's a quick question for you. You play at home. You're in your car right now. Who's a douchebag?
Hi, this is Michael Hughes.
Who's an idiot?
Hi, this is Michael Hughes.
Winner. Who's a liar?
Hi, this is Michael Hughes.
All right.
Do you get any intel?
So you grab a piece of... Oh, no.
soon we're going to do a segment.
Very good.
Segment. Formerly known as Phone Horror Theater.
Squisita.
This will just be, will the girls talk to Michael?
Let's see what happens.
So what happens now is that when we get the phone whore on the air, I have to tell her that she's on the air.
Right.
And also tell her she's going to talk to my shy friend, Michael. And then the tapes will do it all.
Perfect. We'll let Michael Hughes, played by the very talented Travis Bickle.
And again, before the show today, my God, because I just have nothing to do before the show, so I prank call hotels. Today we had a guy.
You had a great one today.
We had a guy today at the Days Inn, I think, in Sacramento.
You love calling Sacramento.
Man, it's the best place to call with fake tapes.
Because they stay on the line. They linger longer.
They stay and they talk. Mike, here's what we have for this edition of Will They Talk to Michael.
Hello there. Hi, this is Michael Hughes.
Okay, we've got sex starved sluts.
Very good.
We've also got get off fast. We have the curious line.
Oh, I'm curious.
I'm Kelly, and what I know we've gone through before, strap on slut.
I would go with strap on slut simply because you know what you have, you can get right through, and I think that was a trouble free line. I think we got right to a hoe quickly.
All right, here we go. Strap on sluts.
And then, of course, you're going to set it up, and then Michael Hughes is going to take it from there, and we will see how it goes. Now, will there be any Dr. Phil?
If necessary.
If it's necessary, we will have Dr. Phil on the line, too.
And this is just a test.
Let's see.
It doesn't count as the actual phone horror theater.
Okay.
We'll just see what happens.
A dry run.
So to speak.
Hi, this is Kelly.
Hi,
you have just found the best way to talk one-on-one with hot, nasty, sexy girls.
Nasty.
The cost of this call is $4.99
Hello there.
A minute. With a $3 connection fee. And it will be billed to your home telephone bill. If you do not wish to be billed for this
call,
or if you are under the age of 18, hang up now.
Okay, now press 1.
Hi, guys.
Hi there.
For our hot... one-on-one with a girl, press 1. To continue and connect with any horny babe, press 1.
Excellent. Here we go.
Based on the many requests to allow callers to eavesdrop on other callers, I'm trying something new and hopefully you can help me.
What's that?
If I am allowed to record your calls for others to hear, press 1. If I'm not allowed to help me find the type of girl you are looking for, please choose from the following. If you are interested in young girls, press 1.
No.
Pinky or taboo action.
Yeah.
If you're looking for latex babes, press 1.
Yeah.
Please wait while I connect you with one of my friends.
Now it's going to ring, and when it rings, I got to pick up the phone and tell this whore she's on the air.
Oh, mood music.
Hello? Hi.
Did you get her?
Yeah, I got her. Hey, listen, I got a friend here who really needs to talk to you. His name is Michael. Would you talk to him? He's very horny, but he's very shy. All right, hold on.
Oh, good. You have a good setup. And she can't hear us. You called the right line.
Hello there.
Hello.
Hi, this is Michael Hughes.
What are you doing, Michael Hughes?
By any chance, are you into wine enemas?
Wine enemas?
Yes.
Oh, never heard of that before.
No way.
That's what I said. Why, is that what you like to get into?
No way.
No way what?
By any chance, are you into change me, mommy?
I'm sorry, I can't understand you.
Good.
Change me, mommy.
Your mommy?
Let's get busy.
And you don't sound very shy to me.
I'm wearing a little black dress.
Are you really?
Yes.
And what else?
And I'm wearing a rocking pair of ruby slippers.
Are you serious?
Hey, take it easy. You're scaring me.
I'm scaring you.
No way.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I love cheese.
Where are you calling from?
Tell me about cheese.
Hmm?
What cheese do you like?
Cheese.
Yes.
What cheese do I like?
That's a good thing, yes.
Yes.
I don't have a favorite.
Name a good cheese.
How about three?
Another one.
What's it called? Parmesan.
Oh, I don't like that.
Uh-oh. Oh, well, why not?
Hey, I like it saucy, not dirty.
Okay.
Not so dirty. I crave seduction.
All right, what exactly is it you want to talk about?
Seduce me with your
cheese?
Feet. M'lady, your feet are like a summer's day.
Are you for real?
Yes.
Okay. So you're wearing a black dress and ruby slippers.
Yes.
And you like cheese.
Yes.
And what else?
I smell halibut.
Okay. Why is that? Are you fishing?
Yes.
You're fishing with ruby slippers on.
No way.
Seriously, what are you calling for?
Yes, red, in a box, warm to the touch. Nope, can't really decide.
Lazy.
Hello?
Hello there.
Yes, I'm here. I'm just listening to you.
Make me feel loved.
Okay.
Do you love my glasses?
No, I can't see your glasses.
Time for loving.
What exactly is it you wanted?
Oh, she's annoyed.
Yeah.
I love it.
You can suck this.
Okay.
When are you coming over so I can F you?
I'm not coming over.
You effing C word.
Okay, goodbye.
Hello?
Hello there.
She was not in a good mood. She was not pleasant.
Wow. Isn't their job to keep you on the line?
Yes. Yeah.
Very cranky. And I find Travis's performance to be quite lovable.
Yes.
I don't understand why she had to be so cranky with
him.
No.
Right, let's go to one other page. Let's try one more
time. One more. Hopefully we'll get a friendlier woman.
Yeah. You want still strap-on?
Yeah, go with strap-on. Let's get another person here.
Okay, we got to do this fast.
And my favorite is the, yes, yes. You get a lot of mileage out of that one. That keeps conversations going.
Yep.
Yep, that's another good one.
Hi, this is Kelly.
Hi, Kelly.
You just found the Play Talk one-on-one with hot, nasty, sexy girls. The cost of this call is $4.
I gotta pick up the phone.
Per minute.
Tell them blah, blah, blah.
$3 connection fee.
And
it will be billed to your home telephone bill.
Hi there.
If you do not wish to be billed for this call, or if you're under the age of 18, hang up now.
Right, that's what I'm doing. Hang it up now. Here we go.
Hi, guys.
Hi, baby.
Hot, nasty. To go one-on-one with a girl. To continue and connect with any horny babe. Based on the many requests to allow callers to eavesdrop on other callers, I'm trying something new. To help me find the type of girl you are looking for, please choose. If you are looking for latex babes, please wait while I connect you with one of my friends.
What if it's the same one? It must be the same one. What does that mean?
Hi, baby.
Who am I speaking with right now?
This is Fred. I'm calling for my friend Michael.
Hello?
I'm calling for my friend Michael.
Hang on, Buffy. Don't speak. In like 3 seconds.
Hello?
One.
Hold on a second. Hold on.
Hello?
Well, you heard me speaking the whole time. I had to threaten you for you to say something.
Yep.
Well, I don't play those kind of games, baby.
Tell
me about what? I'm a blonde. I'm 5'6". And I'm a 3060 naturally. I live in New York.
Boring.
Well, hey, baby, you know what to do. You know
Why don't you
do so, honey?
How does it smell?
I'm beautiful.
Ooh, I like that one.
And it's fine with me.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Wow, we got a lively one here.
Yeah. Well, you know what to do, sweetie. You know what to
do. You betcha.
You know it, don't you?
How does it smell?
How does it feel?
How does it smell?
I'm beautiful, baby. Gorgeous.
No.
Divine. Beautiful, and you know it. And you're mad about it, though. Why are you going to get mad at a pretty girl for?
Don't mess with me. I'm smart.
You're more than smart.
Yep.
You're a little bit over the edge smart.
Yep.
Baby, you call the number. Horny or what?
I am tall. Do you like tall men?
Very. I like all types of men.
Call me Big Red.
I'll call you Big Red.
Pipe down. I like it discreet.
Oh, baby, I'm calling you Big Red.
That's funny.
That's right. I'm going to call you that if I feel the need.
I don't follow you. Explain yourself.
Goodbye.
Get her off.
Winner.
I'm sorry.
Get her off the line.
I'm sorry it was kind of that you couldn't hear.
She was a very...
Wow.
He wanted to get things started.
Very naughty girl.
They
like talking to Michael Hughes.
That second lady was going a mile a minute.
Hello.
That was fabulous.
You know, and that's...
Oh, wow.
What I found now is the best way to do this, not even, you know, just say real fast, you're out of the air.
Right.
Pick up the headset, the handset itself.
Right, yeah.
And for radio show, you're out of the air. There's a guy here named Michael who's very shy who wants to talk.
Exactly.
And then, boy, that was, I found the second conversation to be much more spirited than the first one. Yeah.
That'll have to go on the box set.
She was ready to go. And boy, she just had to get a little too potty mouthed right at the end.
You effing C word.
So you didn't get a chance to hear that, ladies and gentlemen, but it was mighty funny.
We enjoyed it.
She said sea sucker, though.
Among other things.
She did.
Buzz.
Yeah.
There it is. It's after six on the East. After three on the West, it's time for the news of the comments, and we'll be right back with Bill Berman.
Number four, Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Don't blame them. Blame the system. The Don and Mike Show.
What can I say? We work with scared rabbits, huh? We work with so many big men. With big thumbs, who love hitting the goddamn dumb button.
Yeah, so
fellas,
we apologize for the number of dumps that you got. That kind of chopped up the last.
I had no idea. Jesus freaking Christ. Rob's not here one day. And first off, Rob didn't have the balls for the job anyway. So Rob's not here, and now you've got every scared rat in the world going, oh my God, she might have said to me, hit the dump button. Oh my God, that might have been interpreted a different way. Hit the dump button. Hit the dump button. Hit the dump button.
I guess it was hit a lot.
And, you know, why come tell us when we're in the middle of doing it? No need. Thanks, scared rabbit. Jesus Christ.
You effing C-word.
You know when you dump out when she says, are you J-O now?
Yes.
That's when you dump out.
Right.
You don't dump out when she's asking other questions and stuff.
No.
Right.
It was perfectly clean.
She was squeaky. I can't even imagine how awful that sounded. It was chopped up to bits, and we had no idea.
Yeah, because what happens when that's done? You eliminate a whole bunch of content, and then it just picks right back up. So you'll just hear somebody say something like, "Well, babe, yes, that's the time," and it sounds kind of weird.
Doesn't make sense.
Sorry about that.
So sorry.
Our apologies.
Let's go to Bob Brimley now.
Hi.
Bob has the latest in the world of sports. Bob, what's the latest tonight?
That's fine.
What's happening with the Detroit Tigers, Bob?
Hi, Don and Mike.
Boy, I hope they don't hit the dunk button on us.
Oh, incidentally, speaking of the Detroit Tigers this past weekend, I'd like to share with you just very briefly a conversation I had with Randall, my buddy, who's a Yankee fan.
Oh, want to give it to him. Go ahead.
This was the phone call. So I think I can duplicate it almost exactly when I called. And I waited until about half an hour after they had been eliminated. And I called, did my Howard Cosell voice. I said, Randall, a $200 million payroll, arguably the best battery in the history of baseball, but no, once again foiled. Another year, another lack of a championship. The plight of the Yankee fan.
Just people.
All that money spent with no payoff. Boo-hoo. Have a nice day. Thank you very much. That's for all the Yankee fans out there. You know, we didn't go anywhere. The Red Sox fans didn't go anywhere.
What?
Either, so.
Doesn't matter.
But you know what? It's really amazing.
It's as much of a victory for you.
Mm-hmm. It is the purest form of feeling Schadenfreude. Yes. It is the purest because it is, we get just as much joy out of another team taking it away from the Yankees as we do winning it.
Sure.
It's sick, it's not right, and it's certainly not Christian.
Not but, sick, it's right.
But it is the way I feel.
Not Christian. You know what's Christian?
What?
Some ass with his finger on the dumpling. That's Christian.
Christian.
Oh, my God, can't have anything happen today. For goodness sakes, Rob's not here.
Pillar of Strength's not here today.
Jesus.
Mr. Always look both sides of the road 20 times before you cross. Is not here. Old Mother Hubbard's not here today.
Hey, we live on Hubbard.
We gotta run.
Our street.
We gotta run a tight ship. Commandant Spiewak's not here today.
But you're not upset about it.
Not at all.
Thank not God. A bit. No.
Freaking rabbits. Scare the rabbits.
This is what you do with me and Mike aren't here anymore. What are you gonna do then? What are you gonna do then when you gotta show that there's not even a question of you can dump out or not.
Right.
Jesus Christ. Let us live! Let us do the show we were born to do. We're doing it to your goddamn rules and specifications.
Right.
Free! We really are.
Free me.
Stop effing with our show.
Free me.
Jesus. She's such a good whore. She was really so stupid.
Yeah, the
so
second good. Whore was just
oh,
really...
Man.
I think she'd taken. I think she'd taken one of those Red Bulls.
She was wound up.
She was
now,
wound up.
Here we go with news on Joey Harrington.
Don't say anything dirty. I'll try.
Here, right. Here's Bob Grimsley. Bob, how about that Joey Harrington?
Hi, Dom and Mike.
Yeah, Bob, do you know who Joey Harrington is?
No, I really don't.
Do you really, Buzz?
I really don't know who Joey Harrington is.
He's a football player.
Ah, well, that would explain it.
Hi, Bob.
Hi. North Korea tested a hell of a bomb yesterday. They said it was nuclear. They're either bluffing or it was a dud. The final tally isn't in, but scientists say the Earth didn't shake the way it would with an atomic bomb. It shook. There was a big explosion, so maybe it was a dud or a bluff using some other powerful explosive device. Still, grave concerns have been expressed by other countries that have refused to sign the nuclear test ban treaty. The U.S., which has conducted over 1,000 such tests and dropped a couple of real ones, is leading the harumph. But China and Russia, also non-signers, also objecting. The U.N. met in an emergency session after the test. Japan is calling it a new nuclear age. But for the moment, the only attacks you need to worry about are the attacks on your personal home computer.
I just wanted to say, I saw a picture of this guy. Yeah. And I know he's Kim goofy. You know, Bobby Lee does, but I saw a real picture of him taken in May.
Right.
And he's got the elevator shoes.
And
on.
Did you see him with like, got these like, Kathy Lee glasses?
Yeah, he's got these designer, like with the two little, it's like women's glasses.
No. They remind me, remember those are the glasses we used to goof on Kathy Lee for?
Yeah, they really look like women's glasses, women's sunglasses. How do you take this guy seriously?
I don't know, but I understand he has a bevy of beautiful babes around him at all times. He's quite the Hugh Hefner in North Korea.
Well, hell, if I was a dictator, I'd do that too.
Let's remember what Hef did, though, at the very end, as that playmate told us. I mean, he was all talk, and then it was just baby oil time with Hef.
And then he always finishes himself.
Man, I'll bet there are a lot of infections.
Well,
hey, if you don't think you're a target for computer attack, think again. The BBC set up what hackers call a honeypot. I love that word. A vulnerable computer loaded with personal data and photos. To a hacker, that's a honeypot. In the first day, that computer was hacked 50 times. Experts say at that rate, the attacks will be successful at the rate of about once a year. About once a year, you can expect your computer to be successfully attacked. The attacks on this BBC computer included one attempted hijacking.
Hello? Somebody tried to ape my computer.
Yeah. And
they aped my hard drive.
J-Date. A hijacking would have given the hacker complete control of the computer. There were 14 worm virus attacks in one day. It could have crippled or crashed the computer.
That's a worm virus.
And in one day, 36 fake security announcements that with one wrong click of the mouse could infect the computer with spyware. And the point is, everybody's vulnerable all the time. Ignoring...
Even with our firewalls, Buzz?
Things like that help, and security helps, but we're all vulnerable at some point.
God.
Yeah.
Can't they fix that? Has no one fought that?
Ignoring the advice of billionaire Mark Cuban, Google has, as we mentioned earlier, purchased YouTube. Or as we're calling it now, GooTube.
You know, we tried to tell Mark Cuban last week what a mistake that was.
We did. We argued and argued.
I mean, last... I mean, I don't know, we had him on for 15 minutes.
We laid down. Okay.
But I really did say to him at one point, you know, why shouldn't you throw all your money in YouTube?
Right.
What if Google buys it? And one of the things he said last week was there's no way Google will buy them.
Right.
Because there's no way Google can make money. And Buzz, weren't you telling me before the show that Mark Cuban has already got some spin out now already?
Yeah, he has a blog on his website daily. He updates his comments, and he's updated this. He's commented on the fact that the deal has gone down. He says it's still stupid. He warned against the purchase because of the potential for copyright infringement lawsuits. Now, a lot of the stuff uploaded to YouTube actually belongs to someone else, in many cases a TV network. Google appears to be dealing with this by buying everything on the planet. Google has just made deals with Sony, Warner, CBS, and Universal. Yahoo, Microsoft, and Rupert Murdoch's Fox News Corp also expressed interest in buying YouTube, but Google won, and Google's stock is up again. More and more young women, meanwhile, are turning tricks to pay for their college education. That's our story when we return.
Well.
You rock. B-Wack.
Baby.
I hate you. I hate your big, fat, bald, head. Ass.
She's not a prostitute. You've been drinking today. Your behavior is outrageous and unacceptable. You're trading sex for alcohol and cigarettes. You are in denial.
When you're a prostitute.
Have you ever said no? What I need to do here is have me a bunch of affairs. You can suck this.
Oh, better be careful. They'll delete that out.
Oh, no!
Okay, Buzz and whores.
Yeah.
College hookers.
Can it get any better than that?
Be right back.
Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
The word from Planet Crackpot.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hey, friends.
The masters of the Thailand tongue bath. Don Geronimo and Michael Vera.
All right, howdy, don't forget an Esquino style show. But next Wednesday night, don't cost nothing. Love to see you. No dumb button out there. Of Rockville Wednesday night, 8 o'clock. Love to see you. It's time for more news now with Robert. Robert brought to you tonight by eDiamonds.com. Find a little brilliance with a pair of diamond stud earrings.
Ooh!
From eDiamonds.com. That's www.eDiamonds.com or call 1-800 for love. And now, here's Bobby G. Hi, Bobby.
Hi, Don and Mike.
How about those A's? How about that Moneyball?
How about them?
Yeah. Moneyball.
Moneyball. More and more young women are turning tricks to pay for college. A new study.
Woo! Look out! Look out!
Shows that prostitution among college women is up 50% in the last 6 years.
How you doing, girls?
Gone are the days a girl might just work in a strip club for tuition. A researcher at Kingston University in London says, quote, given the increasing financial problems experienced by students, this is in line with what we'd expect, end quote.
Wow. You effing C-word.
And that brings us to the college women hooking in our nation's capital. Last week, the feds raided a house where, for the last 13 years, a woman allegedly operated a high-class escort service here.
H-A-U-S.
Mm-hmm.
House.
House. College-educated hookers making out calls to the homes and hotel rooms of some of the richest and most powerful men in the world.
Ooh, they got a little black book?
Apparently not.
Oh.
They might, though.
Where's the fun if they don't have the little black book?
You should keep looking. Mm-hmm. The IRS and other federal agents targeted Pamela Martin and Associates and its owner, Deborah Jean Palfrey, who's done time in California for pimping. The feds froze $500,000 of her assets and learned a few things. They now know that the girls cost about $300 a visit, with half the money going to Ms. Martin. The girls were encouraged to work 3 nights a week. It's good money.
$300, huh?
Right.
What do you get for that?
Well,
everything.
Anything you want. An escort for the evening and, you know, however that turns out. It's between you and the lady.
Do you have to pay extra? I mean, is it like,
That's an average.
Is it like CarMax?
You could go higher, sure. You could
pick up
some options.
So you pay $300 just for the escort and then anything you want.
Do you even get a handy with that?
I think the impression here is that you do. I mean, you get pretty much whatever you want
for the $300.
$300.
$300. And then the madam or the pimp gets half of it.
Gets half of that.
And they operate out of a house near Capitol Hill.
What if you wanted to do it with a broomstick?
That's going to cost you.
Yeah, that's a specialty item.
Yeah.
Is it really?
Yeah. You might not even go for it.
Well, Buzz said you could do anything.
To many people. Well, not anything, but I mean, you know, the basics.
Baby oil?
I suppose.
Mouse traps on her nipples?
It depends on her, I guess.
Yeah, some women might like that.
Yeah.
Mike, I'm only tossing out erotic ideas. I'm not tossing out anything that I think is particularly funny.
Yeah, well, the mousetrap.
Mousetraps on a woman's nipple.
Nothing funny about that at all. Just erotic.
Yeah, as for the Black Book, Martin says she didn't keep records on the clients. We find that hard to believe.
So $300 gets you anything.
Well, it gets you the
most. Imagine that. That's less than an Xbox.
Whatever you can work out.
I think it's a good entertainment value. I mean, it really, but, you know,
you got to worry about it, don't you? I mean, even if you wrap it.
Being cleaned down.
Yeah, even if you wrap it, don't you have to wrap it?
I mean, That's why you just get a handy.
Oh, yeah, well, that's fine.
But, I mean, but just wrap it.
I understand it. These are clean, pretty, and college-educated women. So,
well, they can't be clean.
Well, sure they can.
They're whores, Buzz.
If they bathe. I mean, clean, when I'm saying clean, bathe, and they practice safe sex.
I'm sure you mean clean like they don't have a disease.
Right.
I'm talking just the idea.
What that means?
Not really. Oh. I'm saying just kind of the idea of being a little doity.
Right.
They're
if
grungy.
You were
going
to, I just can't imagine, I don't know.
It'd just be kind of gross.
I can imagine it.
of course you can.
The name of California Congressman Duke Cunningham has come up in this investigation as well.
Hasn't it?
And New Orleans has certainly seen its share of hookers over the centuries, but post-Katrina New Orleans has become hooker central.
Baby.
With maybe 50,000 guys from out of town in New Orleans to rebuild it, there are lonely guys with money that won't make it home to the family. For the hookers, it's like a Super Bowl that lasts for years. For the police, it's frustrating now because of the business boom. A lot of the girls are also from out of town. Before Katrina, the cops knew the hookers by name. Now it's harder for them to make a case. The jails are full anyway down there, so most of the girls wind up back on the street in no time. Today, in New Orleans, it's like the Wild Wild West.
When are you going?
When's our next vacation? In Kenya, meanwhile, a couple has been arrested for having sex in a mosque.
This is Robert the Mailman.
Kenyan shock jocks Ahmed and Al Habib, I assume, have been suspended. The two infidels named Peter and Jennifer.
That's a funny joke.
The two infidels, Peter and Jennifer, are not Muslim, but surely must have known that this is the holy month of Ramadan, which just makes the whole thing worse.
Are they going to chop them up?
A worshiper, no, actually, a surprisingly light punishment.
Okay.
A worshiper preparing for evening prayers says he heard strange noises coming from a dark corner. This is Kenya. Not quite as violent.
Don't they have all the rules like, you shoplifted? Now I must cut your hand off.
I guess that's the Middle East. I guess that's not Africa.
Here's the deal. They're getting jailed. The couple, Jennifer and Peter, they're going to jail for 18 months. Ahmed and Al-Habib will no doubt go on to sign a satellite deal. Bad decision.
Hold on a second.
That's a second O&A joke.
Ahmed and Al-Habib. A bad decision 06 update. A month ago, Americans were still pretty much evenly split between those who plan to vote Republican next month and those who plan to vote Democratic.
I'm Republican all the way. Say anything, change my mind.
What a difference.
Way to stick to your guns.
What a difference a month makes. Now barely 3 out of 10 Americans plan to vote Republican next month. 6 out of 10 plan to vote Democratic. After that, we run out of choices.
I had wondered, chatting with my girlfriend over the weekend about Foley. Has this thing run its course or what? And I said, I'm burned out on it.
Me too.
So there's only so much that, Mike and me can do on the air about that. Mm-hmm. Mike and I, excuse me. And then today I had to go to an accountant's office, a business office.
Right.
And I noticed that the people, when I walked in, very nice, right away, they said, well, you must be having the time of your life. And I said, why is that? They said, the accountant's words. He said, Foley. He said, that must be fodder for you guys.
It was the beginning.
Woo! I just got to think every day. And I said, well, really, once you get past reading the emails, there's not really a lot you can do. He said, Foley game. And then one of the women from the outer office came in, and I had that brief moment of clarity. Not looking at things like a radio guy, looking at things like someone who just doesn't have to talk about it all the time.
Right.
Maybe it is still super hot for people.
Yeah, they're leading with it. You know, I base it on when I listen to CBS Network News. And they're leading with it today. And the reason they're leading with it, and the reason it won't go away, is because of this whole cover-up thing. I mean, it seems like every day they find somebody who knew about it earlier. Now it's 2000.
Denny Hastert today saying it was former interns, so, you know, not such a big deal.
Oh, yeah.
Former interns.
He is out of his mind.
And you know what he needs?
Hmm?
He needs Nutrisystem.
He does. He does. You know what? The whole thing would go away if he lost a little weight.
Hi. What? I am Dan Marino. Look, I am down to my playing weight.
Listen, this is Denny Hastert.
I don't think there was any impropriety in my office.
Did you ever suck the jelly donut out of the belly button of a beautiful page?
Where's the honey, page?
Not one, but two cases of the chapped ass when we continue.
Chapped ass.
Oh, I got that, man.
That's 24-7. The speaker, your speaker has chapped ass.
This is Dennis.
Denny Hastert.
Chapped ass.
Oh, I'm full.
Oh.
Oh.
I couldn't eat another bite. Just, all right.
Just a little honey.
Just a little bit.
Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt.
It's all been so
incredibly fascinating. And entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
They want to fart for ye. Don and Mike.
And now, once again, here is our friend, Guy Vibrato. Hi, Guy.
Hi, Don and Mike.
And word to your wife, bud.
Hey.
Please tell Marcia I said hey.
I will.
Tell her I was on her side. You're the one that started the show today at 3 o'clock and said, did you hear my wife howling yesterday when she was attempting to sing?
Judy in the sky.
Bam, 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 bam. Hi, bud.
Finally, hi.
I'm kidding, of course.
Of course. A 62-year-old retired accountant from Nevada has won this year's jalapeno eating contest at the Texas State Fair. He ate 247 of them.
Oh, God.
Afterward, he said he couldn't feel his face.
Look,
he says his secret is to put 3 or 4 peppers in his mouth at once and then swish them around with milk before swallowing.
Hey, there you go.
You see, Richard Lefebvre is a pro. He's the 8th-ranked professional eater in the world. He also picked up the prize for this year's corn dog eating contest in Texas.
God.
But with all those jalapenos, being a pro, Richard must also know of some special ointment. The bottom line here in this next story is that lightning shot out of a woman's ass. In Croatia, a woman was leaning over the sink, brushing her teeth. Lightning hit the house as she was rinsing under the faucet. She felt fire shoot through her body. Doctors say if she hadn't been wearing the rubber slippers, she would have been killed. The electricity had to get to ground somehow, though.
Incredible!
And sadly, there is no ointment for that.
Yeah.
I'm Buzz Burbank for the Don and Mike Show.
That's it. We gotta go. We'll be back tomorrow with an episode. Big Head will be back with us tomorrow.
Good stuff.
He'll worry like a little squirrel girl without a goddamn dumb button.
Whatever gets
you. You sushbags, you're ruining the show.
Come on, Nancy.
Jesus Christ.
No, I don't think I would agree that it's inappropriate.
That's not. We got to play. We'll see you tomorrow. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, Bob.
Good day to you, sir.
Yeah, let's see. Oh, Rob's not here.
I'll be back tomorrow, though. Look at me.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.